Good morning. Hello out there in Radio Land. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on a beautiful Tuesday morning in June. It's the 12th of the month of 1973. This is Chuck Shaden, and we're in the Hall Closet. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock this morning. And have we got a closet filled with good sounds for you today. Henry Morgan, Arnold Stang, Ralph Edwards in Truth or Consequences, Richard Burton, Cesar Romero, Gregory Ratoff, and Gene Austin.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. A turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. A fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue.
That's Gene Austin. Big song back in the 30s. It was one of the biggest selling records of all time until about 1941, I think, when Bing Crosby came along and cut White Christmas. And then it was White Christmas as the biggest selling record of all time. And it lasted well into the, well, I think almost into the 1960s. And then, of course, the recording world went into a revolution, and distribution went bananas, and now almost anybody can cut a record today and sell more copies than My Blue Heaven or White Christmas in a lifetime. But that's showbiz.
I'm not under a spreading chestnut tree, but a mango tree down here.
Ernest Pinto, blacksmith in Hialeah, Florida, financed his car through Ford Motor Credit Company. You guessed it. A Pinto.
I guess you could say I was a little vain. The people around the racetrack, knowing that I drove a Pinto and that was my last name, they kind of recognized me.
At Ford Credit, we think you should know something about financing. How it works.
The salesman they talked to, I think he explains it pretty well. He made it as easy as possible for me, payment-wise and down payment-wise and everything. I made sure I could understand it before I signed anything.
Ask your Ford, Lincoln Mercury, Ford truck or tractor dealer about Ford Credit.
You know, how many people have their own personalized cars, really? Not too many. The last name was Cougar or something.
Ford Credit gets involved
to give you better financing for better cars. Ford Credit.
10 minutes after 7 o'clock, Chuck Shaden. Good morning. We're in the Hall Closet on Tuesday, the 12th of June. We have noticed a Fred Pinto there. He drove a Pinto. And Sol Cougar drove a Cougar, according to that little announcement there from Ford Credit. Well, we'll have to have Bob Abella hop out of here on his 1973 Abella. Maybe so. Partly cloudy today. Nah, heck, let's make it partly sunny today. Mostly sunny, but the showers and thunderstorms are likely. Not quite so warm. High in the middle 80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant. Hey, it sounds like a super day tomorrow. High in the upper 70s. A little bit lower near the lake. Right now, it's 76 along the lakefront and at O'Hare. It's 74 officially at Midway. The humidity is 85%. The wind is out of the south at 8 miles an hour. And the temperature humidity index is 72. Standard Heating and Cooling, which can provide you with Amoco or Carrier Central Air Conditioning, announces it's continuing its spring sale through June. Now you can take advantage of the lowest possible price on installation of Amoco or Carrier Central Air Conditioning. Right now with the arrival of summer. This sale ends June 30th, so call 856-4140. That's 856-4140. Western Suburbs, dial 482-4000. Standard Heating and Cooling, a division of NRJ Corporation. Well, it was about 3 weeks ago, I guess, that we played a Henry Morgan program, and we had lots of calls and comments about the Henry Morgan show from people who said, gee whiz, we haven't heard Henry for such a long time. It's great to hear him. When are you going to do it again? Well, we thought we would do it again this morning. Henry Morgan, of course, was one of the very first on radio to kid the sponsor and to make fun of broadcast executives and just have a lot of fun with satire. Later, of course, Arthur Godfrey did a little bit of that and made a great big career out of it, too. But Henry Morgan, Bob and Ray, and Stan Freberg, and Fred Allen, and a lot of those people, they stand out. They really do with their great sharp wit. I don't want to set this up too much for you, but I think you'll enjoy having some fun with Henry Morgan from March 26th of 1947.
The Henry Morgan Show? Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp shake, injector, razors, and blades, brings you the Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you very much. A lot of people have asked how we make up jokes for this program, and a lot of people have asked why we don't. Of course, humor today is big business, and it can't be run in a slipshod way like housing or California divorces. It takes a lot of planning. Now, many people think that jokes are made up on the spur of the moment right after some story breaks in the newspapers, and that's not so. The joke is written first. Well, that's true. After it's made up, the joke is put in the icebox so it won't rot and is brought out at the proper time. Of course, sometimes you reach in for a joke and come out with an egg. Let me show you how this happens. A couple of months ago, long ago, we were talking about this program and one of the actors said...
Hey, Henry, I got a great topical joke.
What's the joke, Brewster?
Well, we wait until Oregon has two governors at the same time, see? And then you say to
me... Wait a minute. How could Oregon have two governors?
How do I know how? I just say it might happen, and where will you be then?
Well, I have a lot of eyebrow jokes ready.
You mean in...
Yeah, in case of a coal strike.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all set. But I think you ought to forget that two governors business. That's impossible.
Impossible? That's what you said about the ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
So what happens? So they invent the ballpoint pen, so Fred Allen has a new underwater joke every week, and you don't even have one damp joke.
Well, I had a joke about a typewriter that writes under wood.
That's not the point.
You didn't wait for that, Look, I had a joke about, there was one about a pen with a matzo ball point that would write under chicken soup.
Hey, Murgatroyd.
Yeah?
Remember I told him back in 44 that Truman would be elected vice president and he played the piano?
Yeah, and Morgan didn't believe it. Henry Wallace, he kept saying. Making up Henry Wallace jokes that we finally had a load in boxcars and sell cheap to Westbrook Pegler.
Yeah. Let's make up some football fix jokes, I kept saying. Come on, let's all make up some football fix jokes.
And what's he say? He says he wants to make up jokes about the eternal bachelor. He'll always be a bachelor, Morgan says. So 50 jokes he makes up about Leo DeRocher.
Don't worry about that. We may still be able to use them.
That's football pretty subtle, fix jokes, I told him.
I should have made that a Lorraine Day joke. I could have done a lot better.
Well, I told him about basketball fix, football fix, prize fight fix jokes, I told him.
All this week I've been telling him smog jokes, smog jokes.
Fellas, what do we want with smog jokes?
Suppose they move the program to California.
Yeah, I guess if I had some smog jokes ready, they'd call me a pretty smog operator.
Well, how about this two governors of Oregon business before it's too late?
Well, if you think it could happen in this country,
I just got a feeling, that's all. Go ahead.
So, I made up 37 jokes about Oregon's having two governors, and you know what happened. Georgia has two governors, and every other program has a joke ready, not us. I even had some set up for the Carolinas. Like, did you hear what the two governors of North Carolina said to the two governors of South Carolina? Stuff like that. I had a lot of it. The reason I'm telling you all this is about 2 months ago, I made the worst mistake of my life. I really guessed wrong. You see, Brewster came up to me and he said...
Hey, Henry, I got a great idea for a joke. Look, suppose somebody writes a song called Open a Door, Rick...
That's impossible. And now, in answer to many requests that we might get, here is... or here are the Elm City Four. Here is the hero. Here is the Elm City Four singing Under the Bamboo Tree.
If you like a me like I like a you, and we like them both the same, I like to say this very day, I like to change your name. Cause I love you and love you too, and if you will love a me, one lives two lives one, under the bamboo tree. Down in the jungle lived a maid, of royal blood though dusky shade. A marked impression once she made upon a Zulu from Anabulu. And every morning he would be down underneath a bamboo tree, awaiting there his love to see. And then to her he'd sing, if you like a me like I like a you, and we like a both the same, I like to say this very day, I like to change your name. Cause I love you and love you too, and if you will love me, one lives two lives one, under the bamboo tree. If you like me like I like you, and we like both the same, I like to say this very day, I like to change your name. Cause I love you and love you too, and if you will love me, one lives two lives one, under the bamboo tree.
Tonight, the Eversharp Company, manufacturer of Eversharp Schick Injector Razors and Blades, have kindly consented to reduce the length of the commercial announcements by between 1 and 2 seconds. Eversharp likes to explain the way the razor works by having people go around saying push-pull, click-click. But I think it'd be more effective if you could actually hear this handy little gadget. So tonight we're going to make the sounds for you. The Eversharp Schick Injector Razor, of course, changes blades automatically. You take the razor in one hand, the injector cartridge in the other, and then just push. Then you just pull. Then just click, click. Works very simply. And you get the razor and 20 blades for $1.25. And the sponsor always thanks me for the commercial announcement.
That's the Henry Morgan Show, Part 1. We'll have a little more of that coming up in just a moment. That's a broadcast from 1947. This is one from 1973. It's 20 minutes, 30 seconds after 7 o'clock.
Hello, fans. This is Bob Elson at bat for Northwest Federal, home of the Big League Savings Team on Irving Park Road, just west of Cicero. If you can't get to first base with a savings plan, Northwest Federal Savings will go to bat for you with a savings program worth cheering about. No warm-up necessary, and you won't strike out either with a high-interest savings account that'll fit you like a catcher's mitt. Get your savings out of the cellar. Pitch them toward Northwest Federal Savings, the winning team, at 4901 Irving Park Road, Chicago. That's Spring 7-7200.
It's a beautiful day in Chicagoland. The sun is shining. A possibility of some rain or thunderstorms likely later this afternoon. Only going to get up into the middle 80s today as opposed to, what did it end up, about 92 yesterday? All the air conditionings were running and the fans were going and the beads of perspiration were rolling down your forehead. Yesterday was summer, so is today.
Would you like a free automatic ice maker this summer? Just come on in and see us before August 31st.
It's gonna be a long, hot summer, and Frigidaire can make it nice. We'll get you through the long, hot summer, and keep your family in ice.
Here's how you can put your family in ice all summer long. Now we can give you a Frigidaire automatic ice maker free when you buy one of Frigidaire's popular size 15.2 or 17 cubic foot U-model custom imperial refrigerators. All you pay is the plumbing installation. So come on in and see us today. We'll put your summer on ice.
Team up with Frigidaire this summer and keep your family in ice.
Now save another $10, $20, $25 on a Frigidaire appliance from Townhouse TV and Appliances, 7243 West Toohey Avenue, just west of Harlem. Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer, is open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturday until 6. It's 23 minutes after 7. Let's get back to 1947.
For a long time, I've been thinking about getting an insurance policy. Not so much that I've been thinking about it, but I know an insurance agent, and he's been thinking about it. This is the way it happened. A couple of weeks ago, as I came out of the studio after broadcast, I met this agent who'd been in the audience, and I said, "Hello, Harvey, I see you just came out of the show."
Yeah.
Well, how'd you like it?
Very good.
Thanks.
Henry.
Yes?
You need insurance. I'm your friend. Don't let another program, another week go by.
I shouldn't, huh?
Listen, face the facts. You know how many ways there are to die.
Your company sells them?
Why, Henry, there's death by strangulation, death by asphyxiation, death by accidental shooting, death by on-purpose shooting, death by hanging, death by poisoning, and, if you'll pardon the expression, you could drop dead.
Well, that's probably just for poor people.
There's death from floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, death by falling from heights, death by heights falling on you.
No wonder anybody's alive.
There's death from sulfuric acid, hydrochloric acid, acetic acid, acid stomach acid, indigestion, and acid.
I never touch the stuff myself.
Well, Henry, you can't be lucky forever.
Yes,
and it's not only you. Something could happen to your wife. Something could happen to your wife's mother.
How much does that cost? Anyway, after he got through talking, I didn't feel too well. And who was I to fight the insurance trust? But I couldn't get the policy until I'd seen the insurance company doctor.
Well, Mr. Gorgon, what are you here for?
Morgan, and I'm interested in a 20-year endowment policy.
Oh, yes. Take off your clothes.
Well, okay.
And I'll put them back on.
Well, aren't you going to examine me?
Oh, no, I just wanted to see you tie that bow tie.
Oh, I see.
Now, let me see. I ought to ask you something. Oh, yeah. Do you suffer from headaches?
Yes.
You, too? Oh, my headaches are killing me. My back's been bothering me for years. Every spring and every fall, I get the grip and my foot hurts. I wish I knew a good doctor. Sure. Tell me, Mr. Organ.
Morgan.
Yes, of course. Tell me, Mr. Gordon, do you have any trouble with your internal Morgans?
Just in the gas pipes.
Oh, yes, in the gas box. Well, now, let's see. You ought to do something else. Stick your tongue out.
Yes?
Oh, my. What is wrong with your tongue?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing wrong with my tongue.
Well, then, why do you talk so funny?
Because my tongue's out. Has got.
Yes?
Put it back in now?
Well, all right, but the way you talk, I'm sure you're not normal.
Am I through now?
Oh, no. Oh, my, no. No, they make me give you a blood test.
They make you. Don't you want to?
Oh, no, the sight of blood makes me faint.
Never mind, doctor. My blood was tested.
Well, how did it make out?
It failed in spelling. Am I through now, doctor?
Well, just one or two questions. Do you have an involuntary thrombosis or a deviated septum?
Gosh, no, I can't afford things like that.
I'll give you a break. I'll put down yes. Do you have a nervous disorder?
I'm getting one.
Oh, that's good. Do you have neuritis, arthritis, sciatica, lumbago, or gout? Choose one.
Well, I finally passed and went back to the insurance agent to get my policy, and he said...
Well, Henry, tell you what kind of policy I'd like to see you have. That 20-payment life.
What's that?
After 20 payments, you get a year's subscription to life.
Well, let me look at the policy, will you? Oh, say, this looks pretty good. Here in paragraph 34, section 91, it says, I get $10,000 in case of snow blindness, provided I live in Miami. That's pretty good. Section 81 says, I'm guaranteed against harpooning while in swimming. Happens every day. Says here, if the George Washington Bridge caves in while I'm on it, the company repairs my car. Nice. It's a big comfort. I see, though, I'm not covered in case of baldness.
Who is?
Yes,
I hope you notice paragraph 91. You get a $50 bonus for triplets after the third set.
Grand. Say, tell me something. What happens if I get in an accident?
You may get killed.
Well, what happens if I get sick?
We pay you $100 a week for 6 weeks.
Well, what if I get out of bed before the 6 weeks?
Why should you?
We're all set now. I like that. That's pretty good.
We're all set now, Morgan. Who's your second beneficiary?
What did you say, sir?
We're all set now. Who is your second beneficiary?
My second beneficiary? Who's my first beneficiary?
The president of our company. Will you meet him, Henry? You'll be crazy about him.
He sounds delightful. I'd be glad to leave my money to him.
Most wonderful of all, Henry. The death benefit of this policy pays so much money that you'll be able to retire for the rest of your life.
I'll take it.
Hello, Hortense, this is Gerard. Hello, Gerard, this is Hortense. Hey, what are you doing tonight, Hortense, honey? Don't Hortense, honey, me, I'm mad on you. What? What did I do?
You don't even know what you did?
No. That even makes it worse. What did I do?
What did I do?
Hey, wait. You mean because I called your father a stingy old sourpuss?
Well, that was nothing. It's only a figure of speech.
That is not the reason. But I didn't know you called my father a stingy old sourpuss.
What are you picking on me for, Hortense? Everybody says so, even your own mother says...
Oh, Gerard. Now I begin to see you for what you are. You know what? You're dangerous.
Hey, but wait. If you're not mad about that, for heaven's sakes, what are you mad at me for?
You know.
I know.
Ha, ha, ha.
Tell me.
I never want to talk to you again. Goodbye.
Me neither. Goodbye.
Hello. Well, Hortense, this is Gerard. Who?
Gerard. Hey, what do you mean, who?
Oh, Gerard. Hello, Gerard.
Well? Well? What are you mad at me for?
Well, it's because what you did to me.
What did I do? For goodness sakes.
You apologize?
Yes.
What for? Remember when we went skating on Monday?
Yeah.
And I tripped over someone and took that terrible flop?
Yeah.
You didn't even pick me up.
Oh, gee whiz, Hortense, who do you think you tripped over?
Oh, was that you, Gerard? Oh, I didn't know. But anyway, I'm still mad.
What for?
When that crowd gathered and the doctor came, you didn't even have the decency to take me home.
Well, for goodness sakes, Hortense, who do you think the doctor was examining?
Oh, my apologies, Gerard. Do you feel better?
Oh, much better.
That's good. Why don't you come over tonight and we'll sit in my parlor?
I'm still not allowed to sit.
That's too bad. Anyways, we're not mad on each other anymore.
I wasn't mad on you, Hortense. You were mad on me.
Well, you didn't even bother to explain.
What is there to explain? You fell on me.
At least you could have called me up.
I did call you up just now. You were mad on me.
Well, what did you have to scream for? Can't you talk like a human being?
Look who's talking about who's a human being. She hollers, she yells, she talking to me.
Oh, shut up.
Hortense, I don't ever want to talk to you again. Is that understood?
I acquiesce.
Strange Men of History.
In the year 1821, a 19-year-old immigrant boy came to this country from Slovenia. He arrived with only 13 zagrebs in his pocket, which was equal to about 65 shillings in English money. But he was in the United States. He was about a buck and a half. He had no friends, no relatives, couldn't speak a word of English. And yet, in 25 short years, he was completely broke. Aside from the fact that no picture of him remains, nothing is known about him at all. About the only thing we do know for sure is that he never even suspected that someday Bernie Green and his orchestra would play a peachy arrangement of The Peanut Vendor.
That's lots of fun on the Henry Morgan program from March 26th of 1947. This is Chuck Shaden having fun along with you in the Hall Closet from WLTD. We're going to take a break for the news headlines, and then we'll be back with more of the Henry Morgan Show. Don't touch that dial.
At the top of your dial, 1590 WLTD, it's 25 before 8. And good morning, I'm Bob Abella with WLTD News. Former Illinois Liquor Control Commission Chairman Lawrence Johnson says he has a witness who will back up his charge that Governor Daniel Walker's not telling why he was fired. Johnson brought the witness. Champaign attorney Jay Sherwood to yesterday's opening probe by the firing by a House subcommittee. However, Sherwood did not testify. Johnson is charged that he was fired because of his efforts to find irregularities in Walker's campaign funding, but Governor Daniel Walker says it was because Johnson refused to agree to cuts in the commission's budget. Johnson testified at yesterday's session. Calumet City Republican Philip Collins, who is head of the House investigation, says an aide to Governor Walker, Andrew Leahy, who issued the first official explanation of Walker's firing, of Johnson's firing, rather, will be asked to testify. The next subcommittee meeting will be held next Monday. Governor Daniel Walker has named a new Liquor Control Commission chairman and again denied that he fired former Chairman Lawrence Johnson for any reason except that Johnson refused to accept budget cuts for that commission. At a news conference yesterday, Walker announced that he has appointed former State Representative George Burdett, a Republican from LaGrange, to take over the commission's seat. Walker also said he wanted Burdett to complete the investigation into charges that Walker had received an illegal $50,000 campaign donation from Anthony Angelos. Johnson has said that he had been fired for his part in that investigation. Persons committing a felony are responsible for any deaths during the crime, according to the Illinois courts. The court ruled yesterday that two burglars were responsible for the death of a Joliet detective who was shot by a fellow policeman at the scene of the burglary. A Will County jury had found the defendants, Anthony Rock of Lockport and Glenn Hickman of Forest View, guilty of both burglary and murder. Judge Philip Locke, however, had dismissed the murder charge, but the court overturned Locke's decision yesterday and sent the case back for resentencing. Those are the headlines. WLTD weather is next.
The heat has hit. It's swelter time. But Pope Brothers is ready. Thousands of brand-name air conditioners waiting for you. Blessed comfort in a carton. Just pick yours up, take it right home, install it yourself in seconds, and enjoy cool, dehumidified comfort tonight. A complete selection of all the famous brands in all sizes. General Electric, Westinghouse, Amana, Fetters, Carrier, Chrysler, Hot Point, Whirlpool, Admiral, Frigidaire. Just drive by. We'll load your choice in the car for you. Your choice of credit terms, too. Breathe easier, sleep better. Make home a haven with a brand name air conditioner from Polk Brothers. It's worth a trip in from Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan. So drive on over. Comfort is only a Polk trip away. You folks in the western suburbs can take the swelter out of summer by visiting our sparkling new Polk store on Roosevelt Road in Glen Ellen. All Polk stores are open for you every night until 10, Sundays until 6.
Partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely through the afternoon. Not quite so warm. Highs will be in the middle 80s. It'll be partly cloudy and cooler this evening with the lows in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant out. Highs will be in the 70s. A little cooler near the lake. Winds will be out of the southwest about 10 to 18 miles an hour this afternoon, becoming 8 to 15 this evening. The probability of measurable precipitation, 50%, diminishing to 20% this evening. On Wednesday, 10%. 76 at O'Hare and along the lakeshore. At the Midway Airport, officially 74. The humidity, 85%. Winds are out of the south, 8 miles an hour. And the temperature humidity index, 72. WLTD Mutual News.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
As a bullet seeks its target, shining rails in every part of our fair city are aimed at Northwest Federal, part of the Midwest's great savings and loan center. Drawn by the magnetic force, the fantastic metropolis, day and night, great trains rush towards Irving Park Road, sweep westward towards Cicero Avenue, flash briefly past Milwaukee Avenue, dive with a roar into the 3 1/2 acre free parking lot which surrounds the rear entrance, and then Northwest Federal Savings, crossroads of a million different savers. You're on the right track when you save at Northwest Federal, 4901 Irving Park Road, just west of the Milwaukee and Cicero intersection, spring 77200.
All righty. Hop on the right track over to Northwest Federal Savings. This is Chuck Shaden back with you in the Hall Closet from WLTD. It's 19 minutes before 8 o'clock, 76 degrees. It's beautiful out there in Radio Land. It's beautiful to be here with you, enjoying some of the good sounds of not so long ago. One of those good sounds is coming up again. Henry Morgan from 1947.
We're all familiar with the fiery pep talks which football coaches give their teams between halves. Now, we thought it might be interesting to listen to an English rugby coach pleading with his team to die for dear old Watsis. So we take you now to a stadium just outside London, England, for the annual game between Thurrow and Merrow. It's halftime, and in the Thurrow dressing room, Coach Thrasylwaite Morgan is screaming his team up to a fighting pitch.
Gentlemen, I don't know quite how to tell you this,
but the score isn't particularly invigorating. As a matter of fact, it's a shade disheartening.
85-3.
I mean, after all, we're not ahead. Feels to me our showing isn't strong. Ought to win one, you know. I've over to Alma Mater. Blood, sweat, all that soft rot, you know. I... Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Thumbs up. Thumbs up, lad. Now then, you held your thumb.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. It's on the playing field.
Then I suggest you jolly well trot right out and retrieve it. No excuse for untidiness, you know. My maternal grandmother, bit before your time, of course. One of the least tidy women in Lancashire. I make no brief for her, none at all. Now then, chaps, I checked the records of the visiting team. Nothing formidable, actually. They're right forward, Grig.
No breeding.
Father's in trade, I believe. Doesn't hold a snivet to our lad Wheatley here.
Rather!
And who? You, Godowski. We're counting on you for brawn, old boy. Get your head into it, won't you? Dislike putting you lads on the griddle like this, but this sort of showing just won't pass muster. Reminds me, elderly gentleman dining at the club yesterday asked me to pass the muster. Sorry. Now what, say, lads? Mustn't look so futile out there.
Rather!
Ought to score at least one before the fog lifts.
Rather!
Now then, here's how we do it.
Yeah!
Rather expected a rather. Now, Priestley, next time you get possession, you're to kick to Beastley. No, you kick to Beastley, then Beastley, you're to kick to Priestley. Or I mean to say Priestley. Tell you what, suppose we do it alphabetically. Beastley, you kick to Priestley. Priestley, you kick to Beastley. And you, Beastley, you, Priestley. However did you come to such an atrocious muffler as you're wearing? Very poor taste. What sort of impression can this team hope to make if our left wing dresses like a member of the House of Commons? Priestley, don't kick the ball to Priestley. He doesn't deserve it. Kick it to someone worthy. Ah, time's up, lad. There's the whistle. Now then, let's trot out there and give those whippersnappers from Merrow a taste of what for, eh? What? Wrong dressing room, you say? This is Merrow?
Rather!
Well, no matter. No harm done. Carry on, lads.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's greatest announcer, Ted Husing, and the world's worst commercial, the Shave-A-Thon.
Thank you very much for those kind words, Henry. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Again tonight, we bring you the world-famous Eversharp Schick Shave-A-Thon, the most daring demonstration ever conducted by any razor. Right before this microphone, in full view of our studio audience, we will now conduct another actual shaving contest, which proves week after week that Eversharp Schick Injector Razor gives the world's quickest, easiest, cleanest shave. Last week, an Eversharp Schick user whisked in the winner in the sizzling time of 20 seconds. Tonight, we have six more contestants picked at random from the studio audience, three men from New York, one from California, Ohio, and Canada. Now, three of these men are going to shave with the Eversharp Schick Injector Razors. Three are going to use other well-known safety razors. Who's going to win tonight's big shave-a-thon? Well, here the contestants are now out on the stage. They're all added up there at the post. They're waiting for the signal, and here it is. And now they're off. And again, tonight's big shave-a-thon is on. These six shavers up here tonight on the stage are now getting their razors ready. Say, look at those men with the ever-sharp chick. One after another, they're already out in front because with the automatic blade changer, there's no blade to unwrap. All you do is pull, push, click, click, and there's a blade all ready to shave you. Fast, you said it. Smooth, right again. Easy, same as Richard Romp with this razor. Who's that fellow out there in front? An ever-sharp chick user naturally. He's half-shaved already. And that's a wonderful, close, clean shave he's getting. And gentle strokes to one side of his face is as thick as a billiard ball. And there goes the bell. And here again is tonight's winner. Once again, it's an ever-sharp chick user. And since Charlie Irving isn't here, I'll tell you who it is myself. It is Mr. Gregory, and the time is 25 seconds. Well, congratulations, Mr. Gregory. Now you have actual proof, ladies and gentlemen, that with an ever-sharp chick, you not only shave faster and easier, but your face feels smoother and more comfortable. You can feel the difference, you bet. No sting, no pull. Yes, folks, for the world's quickest, easiest, cleanest shave, use an ever-sharp chick injector razor. Thank you, Henry.
People. Oh, that's your line, Charlie.
Well, people are asking more questions today than ever before.
I like
it. And they're getting fewer answers. In an effort to alleviate this shortage of answers, we bring you the man who knows everything, the Question Man. And here he is, the Question Man.
Good evening.
Our first question, sir, comes from Mrs. F.S. of Overland, Ohio, who asks, should olives be eaten with the fingers?
No. The fingers should be eaten separately.
Our next question comes from Mrs. J.E. of Nantasket, who inquires, how do you prepare chestnut stuffing?
Send for my free booklet entitled, How to Stuff a Chestnut. Nearly enclosed $2 to cover cost of covering costs.
A bachelor of Louisville, Kentucky writes, I often hear people say, two can live as cheap as one. What does this mean?
Nothing.
And Miss J.L. of Cincinnati wants to know, who wrote The Tale of Two Cities?
I'm afraid Miss J.L. will have to be more specific. Which two cities?
Our next question comes from Miss J.K. of Utica, New York. She asks, what does the expression habeas corpus refer to?
This refers to an old Latin expression.
Our next question comes from Mr. C.M. of Medfield, Mass., who writes, is it true that the sum of the interior angles of a triangle is always equal to two right angles?
No. Speaker Hooper and Lewis comprised the Boston outfield at that time. The first baseman to whom you refer was undoubtedly George Sisler.
And our last question, sir, comes from Mrs. L.T. of Salt Lake City, who says, my husband claims he can determine a horse's age by examining his teeth. Is this true?
No. Your husband should examine the horse's teeth.
Thank you, sir. That was the Question Man. Brought to you every so often as a public service. Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp chick injector razors and blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. They're yours again, Eversharp chick injector blades for the world's fastest, safest, smoothest shave. Just insert the automatic blade changer in your Eversharp chick injector razor. Push, pull, click, click, and you're ready to shave. 20 blades, 75 cents at good stores everywhere. This is Charles Irving saying goodnight for Eversharp. Anytime. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
And that's the Henry Morgan Show from March 26th of 1947. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet on 1973, the 12th of June. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. We've got some more fun coming up all morning long. We'll be tuning in to Truth or Consequences after 8 o'clock sometime with Ralph Edwards. His guest is going to be Spike Jones, and they're going to be talking a little bit about the Papa and Mama Hush Contest. Hey, let's talk about something else that's worthy of a push-pull-click-click. It's a cassette. You know, they're talking about Eversharp Schick, and they said push-pull-click-click, and you're in business with the Eversharp Schick injector razor bear. Well, you push the cassette into the player, pull back the flap on your cassette recorder, and click-click, you're tuned into some good sounds from not so long ago. That is, if you have our cassette tape of the month.
Bill, tell her the story of Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay, George. Well, Susie, once upon a time, there was a little girl.
Here's your mail, Mrs. Oh, it's Mr. Burns.
Hello, Mr. Postman.
Say, do you have any children?
Oh, yes. I have two daughters, Frances and Chevrolet.
Chevrolet?
She just arrived this year.
You named her Chevrolet?
Yes. What we really wanted was a car.
That's fun with Burns and Allen. George Burns and Gracie Allen on our cassette tape of the month for the month of June, and that's not only but half the fun. On the other side, my friend Irma. Marie Wilson and Kathy Lewis as Irma and Jane, and there's a ghost in Mrs. O'Reilly's apartment building. You'll have some fun with comedy on Burns and Allen and My Friend Irma, and you can have that fun for your very own if you order our cassette tape of the month for the month of June. Simply send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. That's $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. And we'll zip your cassette tape of the month right out to you. Now, don't forget to get the tape for June, Burns and Allen and My Friend Irma. Send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. We'll also include a list of other cassettes, previous cassettes of the month that are still available. And if you'd like to have that and you don't care to order the June cassette, well, then just send a self-addressed stamped envelope and we'll send that list out to you. Send that to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Weatherman says a beautiful day today. Possibility of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, though. Not quite so warm. Not as warm as yesterday, at any rate. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, low in the upper 50s. Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high in the upper 70s, a little lower near the lake. Southwesterly winds, 10 to 18 miles an hour, shifting to west to northwesterly, 8 to 15 miles an hour this morning. Light northwesterly winds this evening. Now, they say the probability of precipitation is 50% today, 20% tonight, and 10% Wednesday. I don't know. I can't see any rain coming out today. I think the weathermen sometimes sit in a little room on the sauce a little bit, maybe, or something. We'll have to ask Harry Volkman about that this weekend. Anyway, it's 76 degrees along the lakeshore right now, 76 at O'Hare, 74 officially at Midway. The humidity is 85%, and the wind is out of the south at 8 miles an hour. Got a call yesterday from a fellow who said, I called the Tribune and I asked a question about the Lone Ranger's horse, and they gave me your name and number. So I said, well, what do you want to know? He said, well, I know the Lone Ranger's horse was Silver. He says, and what was Tonto's horse's name? And I said, that was Scout. And he said, okay, so what was the name? I said, is this a quiz? He said, no, I'm just curious. We've been going around the office with this thing. And he said, what is the Lone Ranger's nephew's name? Well, you remember the Lone Ranger was John Reed. So John Reed, who took the identity of the Lone Ranger when his other brother was killed, the father of Dan Reed. Well, it gets complicated. But anyway, Dan Reed was the name of the nephew. Then he said, well, what was the name of Dan Reed's horse? And that stumped me. Now, Tonto had Scout, the Lone Ranger had Silver, and I wonder what was the name of Dan Reed's horse. Do you know? Give us a call at 475-1590 or 273-3590. I want to know the name of Dan Reed's horse. While you're placing your call, we'll tune in to Eddie Howard.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk. And let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. Why, I know of a couple who seem to be miles apart. There's nothing like walking and having a heart-to-heart. And I know a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind. She was wrapped up and sold coming home from an old-fashioned walk. I know a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind. She was wrapped up and sold, coming home from an old-fashioned walk.
Eddie Howard there taking an old-fashioned walk at 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. You know, this summer you'll want to wear clothes that are both comfortable and signify the season. The clothes made for the sun come from Hawaii, and this is what you'll find at Roberta Belfan's Hawaiian Shop. Roberta selects the clothes and accessories of 20 top designers in Hawaii and brings them back to the North Shore for you. Hundreds of colorful summer styles for both men and women are there, along with all the accessories native to the Isles. Chicagoland's only location for a complete selection of Hawaiian clothes is Roberta Belfan's Hawaiian Shop, 1630 Orrington in downtown Evanston. Hello, you're on the air. You know the name of Dan Reed's horse?
Sure, it was Victor. Shame on you, Chuck.
Victor.
Right.
It was. What's your name?
Denise Langan.
And where are you from?
Arlington Heights.
Okay, Denise, that's right. How about some of the other characters, horses? What about, who was the Cisco Kid's horse? You know that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, shame on you.
Yeah, shame on me. I listened to the Lone Ranger more.
Oh, you did, huh? Yeah. Well, what was the relationship between the Lone Ranger's nephew and the Green Hornet?
Well, he was either his father or his grandfather. I'm not really sure.
That
was the rumor I heard. I was going to ask you about it.
Yeah, well, that's right. See, Dan Reed, the Lone Ranger's nephew, had a son who was the publisher of the Sentinel, the Daily Sentinel, which was the newspaper owned by the, he was the publisher. The publisher's son, Britt Reed,
right,
then was the Green Hornet. And there's a complicated thing on there. Well, you're pretty sharp out there learning, giving us some information about Dan Reed's horse. We're going to send you, a pair of tickets to see a film over at the Gulf Mill Theater in Niles. How's that?
Thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Victor was Dan Reed's horse, and Diablo was the Cisco Kid's horse. This is Chuck Shaden horsing around with you in the hall closet this morning and every morning, Monday through Friday from 7 until 10. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back after the news.
People who just slam a door to find out how solid a car is will miss the whole idea behind the 73 Ford Torino. You'll have to get in, slam that door, and actually drive a new Torino to find out what solid in a mid-size car really means.
Torino!
Torino!
A solid mid-size car!
In a Ford Torino, solid means the confidence of driving something substantial, the comfort of a really smooth ride, the pleasure of incredible quiet in a mid-sized car.
Torino!
Torino!
A solid mid-sized car.
Smooth riding, strong, and quiet because it's a Ford. Torino 73 at your Ford dealers now.
Torino!
Torino!
A solid mid-sized car. From Ford!
Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
WLTD Evanston at the top of your dial, 1590, it's 8 a.m. And now Mutual News on the Hour, brought to you by Bank of Lincolnwood.
From Paris, word on the ceasefire talks from Reuters' David Lauday.
U.S. presidential advisor Dr. Henry Kissinger has returned to Paris in hopes of quickly wrapping up the new Vietnam ceasefire agreement. He drove straight from the airport here to a village west of Paris for still more bargaining with Hanoi chief negotiator Le Duc Tho.
The talks resume, although there's a report from Saigon that a realistic new draft agreement that could end all fighting within 24 hours has been signed, and it's merely waiting for signature. The plan, according to Saigon sources, is a lengthy expansion of the original. No comment from Paris. U.S. District Court Judge Sirica is expected momentarily to announce his decision on the request to halt broadcast of some testimony at the Watergate hearings. He's also believed to be deciding on whether John Dean should be required to appear before a grand jury. The Watergate hearings are to resume in about an hour, with Herbert Porter resuming the witness chair to finish testimony started last week. Later today, Murray Stans is expected to be called. This is Comprehensive News from Mutual Radio. I'm Scott Morrison.
They serve you better. One call can see you through. At a full service bank, you'll do better. We offer more for you. We'll bend over backwards to serve you.
Bank of Lincolnwood, serving you better with full-service banking, checking, statement savings, low-cost auto loans, personal loans, and personal interest in you for all your banking needs. Bank of Lincolnwood, where people act and react on your behalf. Bank of Lincolnwood, convenient drive-in tellers open 65 hours a week, 8 to 8 Monday through Friday, 8 to 1 on Saturday. Bank of Lincolnwood, Dewey and Lincoln Avenues across from the Hyatt House. We'll bend over bankwards to serve you. Bank of Lincolnwood, member FDIC.
We'll bend over bankwards to serve you.
Today, the president meets with congressional leaders of both parties to discuss foreign policy matters. But Senator Mansfield had this comment on inflation.
The question of inflation is getting out of hand, as I've tried to indicate. It affects everybody, the rich and the poor alike, but most especially the poor. And I think we ought to do something, because doing nothing is accomplishing nothing.
As the temperatures go up, the voltages go down. So it was from New York to Chicago yesterday. As temperatures reached into the 90s, the heavy electrical demand for cooling forced an 8% cutback in the voltages in New York and a 2.5% in Chicago, with varying amounts in between. The troubles in Ireland are continuing. From Belfast, here's Patrick Carville.
More gun battles in Northern Ireland as violence spreads to another Protestant neighborhood. There were fresh outbreaks of rioting and gunfire in the mainly Protestant Shankill neighborhood of Belfast during the night as militant Protestants continued their attacks on the British Army.
And Italian Premier Andreotti has told his cabinet this morning that he has handed in his resignation to President Leone, thereby creating another governmental crisis. And with Skylab today, it's a busy schedule of photography, studies of the sun, and medical tests. It will be the busiest day of the flight so far. Because of a censorship problem, the film Last Tango in Paris will not be shown in Peru. And a Catholic church spokesman says that 21 paintings by American artists are going to be placed on the walls of a new Vatican museum of 20th century art. The Air Force has launched a secret spy satellite into an orbital outpost around the Earth from Cape Kennedy. You're listening to Mutual News. Farm price freeze possibilities brought a response from Pennsylvania Senator Hugh Scott in Washington.
Goodness knows I'm neither a farmer nor an economist, but I think if you froze the farmer at this point, he would simply hold back until the freeze, because you're telling him in so many words, look, the freeze is 90 days. Hold back for a better price. That's what he'll do.
Two major petroleum firms announced that they would pay from 35 to 45 cents per barrel more for crude oil in five states. In Kansas, state officials expressed concern that there would not be enough fuel to complete harvesting.
Taking a look at the local weather outlook, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Not quite as warm as yesterday. Highs will be in the middle 80s. It'll be partly cloudy and cooler this evening, with the lows in the upper 50s. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs will be in the upper 70s, possibly a little cooler near the lake. Winds are out of the southwest, 10 to 18 miles an hour this afternoon, shifting westerly this evening, with the probability of precipitation 50%. 20% this evening. On Wednesday, it'll be about 10%. 78 degrees along the lakeshore, 79 at O'Hare, and officially at Midway, 78. The humidity, 66%. Winds at present are out of the southwest by 11 miles an hour, and the temperature humidity index, 74. This has been WLTD Mutual News on the Hour, presented by Bank of Lincolnwood, Tui and Lincoln Avenues across from the Hyatt House, with drive-in banking hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday. Bank of Lincolnwood, growing with you and our neighbor, Hamilton Humidity.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
Want to put new excitement into your rooms? Here's how to do it. Add beautiful paneling of Masonite Royal Coat, stunningly different for any room in the home. At Miller Brothers Lumber Company, 4918 West Lawrence, you'll find a complete selection of paneling, home of the famous Masonite Royal Coat name. There are colors and styles to fit any decor, including the one paneling design you've been wanting. Whether you're a contractor, builder, or do-it-yourselfer, you can depend on the quality materials from Miller Brothers Lumber Company. You're invited to visit the showroom and see the latest in Masonite panelings, and to see them for lumber, millwork, insulation, and other building materials you need for any job. Since 1928, Miller Brothers have been known for quality, reliability, and fast service, as well as down-to-earth prices. Miller Brothers Lumber Company, 4918 West Lawrence, open daily till 4:30. For delivery, call Avenue 3-3460.
Hi, I'm Mike Schwimmer, and when you hear that big band blast off, you know you're in the Yesterday Shop, a program of big bands, Dixieland, ragtime, and all that jazz that comes to you every weekday afternoon from 4 o'clock till 6:30, right here on WLTD, the 1590 spot. We throw in a little comedy, some vintage vocals, and a little chit-chat about the good old days. So join me today and every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. for 2.5 hours of the good sounds of yesterday, right here in the Yesterday Shop.
Yes, sir, and Mike Schwimmer's got Larry Clinton and his orchestra on deck this afternoon between 4 and 6:30. You'll want to make sure you join Mike in the Yesterday Shop. Hey, what's the name of Mike Schwimmer's horse? Victor. RCA Victor? Oh, Brunswick, Columbia, all of those labels, those record labels that Mike rides every afternoon from 4 until 6:30 in the Yesterday Shop. Good morning once again. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. It's 7.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got a whole thing going here with the horses, names of horses, or the personalities. Well, let's see. Cisco Kid's horse was Diablo. The Lone Ranger was Silver. And Tonto's horse was Scout. And Dan Reed's horse was Victor. Tom Mix and Tony. Roy Rogers and Trigger. Dale Evans and Buttermilk. Ken Maynard and Tarzan. Sergeant Preston and Rex. And Gene Autry's horse was Champion. You may be able to hear some of those horses right here on WLTD on our Saturday afternoon. Those were the days program coming up on June the 30th. That's June 30th. Way Out West is the topic, and we're going to be tuning into some Western programs from radio. We'll have a Gunsmoke show for you and Gene Autry's Melody Ranch and some other sagebrush sounds from radio. So just make a note in your mental calendar. We'll keep you posted on that, but that's going to be on the 30th of June. Speaking of things coming up on our Those Were the Days program, on the 23rd of June, first call for breakfast. We're going to salute Don McNeil and the Breakfast Club gang on the 40th anniversary of their first broadcast in 1933. And next Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, this coming Saturday, June the 16th, forecast, fair weather on the air. All the radio shows we'll be presenting will have something to do with weather and the elements. We'll have The Big Umbrella on the Damon Runyon Theater, August Heat on Suspense, Fibber McGee and Molly in a Blizzard, Snow on 66 on Suspense, and on the Armstrong Theater, Thunder and the Miracle.
Have you heard? I married an angel. I'm sure that the change will be awfully good for me. Have you heard? An angel I married. To heaven she's carried this fellow with a kiss. She is sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange. When I'm sentimental, she loves me like an angel. Now you've heard, I married an angel. This beautiful change will be awfully good for me. She is sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange. When I'm sentimental, she loves me like an angel. Now you heard, I married an angel. This beautiful change will be awfully good for me. The change will be great.
Hey, do it himself for a change. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet, 78 degrees along the lakefront, 79 in O'Hare, 78 again officially at Midway. Wind is out of the southwest at 11 miles an hour. The humidity is 66%. And the old THI, temperature humidity index, is 74. What name do more North Shore residents think of when they consider pharmacies? The answer is simple, you know, Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy. Lyman Sargent's is headquartered in Evanston and Wilmette, and for 50 years has helped guard the health of the North Shore. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy has done this with their complete line of pharmaceuticals and with good old-fashioned personal attention to the needs of their customers. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy is not only the North Shore headquarters for pharmaceuticals, but, if you wish, can deliver and order promptly to your home in their radio-dispatched cars. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy is also your North Shore headquarters for hospital supplies and convalescent aids, wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, walkers, canes, a complete line of hospital supplies. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy, located in downtown Evanston on Church near Orrington, and in Wilmette at 1138 Central. They're open 7 days a week with convenient hours to serve your needs. And ask about the handy charge account program. Lyman Sargent's Pharmacy, your North Shore headquarters for everything in the field of pharmaceuticals.
Au revoir, pleasant dreams to you, my friends. And when the time comes to buy or build a dream home, my friends, be sure to think of Northwest Federal Savings for your home loan. Yowza, yowza. A Northwest Federal home loan, my friends, will let you sleep with pleasant dreams. 'Cause you'll have a loan just made for you. And you, and you. Yowza, yowza. One of the laddies from Northwest Fed will check over the plans and take a peek at that home you dreamed about. And in no time at all, my friends, you'll see how much help Northwest Federal can be. Just make a requester, and we'll sure try our bester. With a home loan from the leader and all the lads. Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 West Irving Park Road, Spring 77200. Yowza, yowza. Au revoir, a fond cheerio, a bit of a tweet-tweet, bless you, and pleasant dreams.
Ah, yes, the old maestro. It's 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. You want to go back now to 1948? All right, we'll go back to December 11th of 1948. Saturday night was a big night on radio. We used to listen to the hit parade on radio and the Life of Riley and the Grand Ole Opry, and the WLS National Barn Dance, and the Philip Morris Playhouse, and we also always tuned in to a very visual program for radio, a program that had people doing stunts and antics and all kinds of visual things. How could it work on radio where there are no pictures? Well, the pictures on radio were supplied by you, the little thing up in your head, the mind, the theater of the mind, your imagination, working overtime for truth or consequences.
T-U-Z.
Could you dive in your washing machine? Find extras you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing.
T-U-Z does everything.
Hello there. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play truth. Yes, Truth or Consequences, the show that does everything on the air, brought to you by the new Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Well, if you've ever wanted to throw a pie at Ralph Edwards, you can do it now, because he's going to be at every newsstand in the country.
Yes, Harlow.
On the front cover of Radio Mirror Magazine.
Oh.
Here he is, your Truth or Consequences man, Ralph Edwards.
Oh, if they don't want to throw a pie at me, they can buy the Radio Mirror, Harlow. Thank you, Harlow Wilcox, the greetings, party player.
Ah, you know, Ralph, you've got everything.
Do you really think so, Harlow?
Yes, sir. You've got everything you could ask for in a laundry soap when you've got the new does.
Yes, sir. Don't forget, folks, it's in the same famous red box. I might have expected it of you, Harlow. And Harlow, we have surprises galore on Truth or Consequences for everybody listening tonight. I hope all of you have sent in your entries in the Pop and Mama Hush Contest for the Mental Health Drive in time to make yourself eligible for the phone calls we'll make next week. Hello.
Hello.
Stand by. What? Did you say anything?
Hello.
Oh, that's it. Stand back and say, hello.
Hello.
That's it. I'll use you in a minute. Stand by for a very important clue from Pop and Mama Hush later in the program, although no calls tonight. A sailor at our microphone. We're mighty happy to have you here, sir. Boatswain's mate, what's your name?
Martini. Cleland Martini. Cleland Martini.
Cleland Martini. Nice to have you here. Cleland, what do you have as a nickname? Very dry or something like that. What did your buddy say in the audience?
Nose.
Nose. Well, Mr. Martini, where are you from originally?
New Jersey.
Whereabouts in New Jersey?
Norwood, New Jersey.
Good, good. Mrs. Walter H. Chrisman of Springfield, Ohio asks this question. Why is a mosquito like a small child? Truth or consequences? Bosun mate Cleland Martini, and you're from New Jersey. Norwood. Why is a mosquito like a small child? When it stops making a noise, you know it's getting into something. Well, you haven't told the truth. Wasn't that a joker, huh? You look like you're on shipboard the way you're taking the microphone. Living up to your last name here. Stand still, please. Mr. Martini, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, Cleland, have you mailed your Christmas gifts already?
Well, not all of them yet.
I hope you have. I hope you have, because we should all send our Christmas mail early. There's one little Christmas gift you haven't mailed, Bosun mate Cleland Martini. We know this because we're going to give it to you right now, and we want you to mail it to a friend. Now, you told us just before we went on the air that you had a girlfriend in New York City. Is that right?
That's right.
How many other fellows had girlfriends in New York City? There are about 10 of you around here. But we chose you, sailor. All right. Now, can you give us her name and address, please, the girlfriend?
Yes, Miss Kathleen Mariah. 1372 81st Street, Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah. What's her last name?
Mariah.
Okay. Now, Mr. Martini... Martini follows Mariah. She's the other way around. Mr. Martini, here is the Christmas gift you're going to mail to your girlfriend in New York City. In Brooklyn, is she?
That's right.
Okay. Here it is. Beautiful gift. A gorgeous, sparkling 50-pound cake of ice. And here it is. Turn on the microphone. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It's all yours. Don't thank us. Don't thank us. Cleland, please. All right, now, we want you to be sure and mail this Christmas cake of ice right away, early. And here to help you mail it is the postmaster of Los Angeles, Mr. Michael D. Fanning.
Hello. How are you, Martin?
Mr. Fanning, if Sailor Martini here mails this cake of ice today, when do you think it'll reach New York City?
Well, with the Christmas rush really at its height, it should reach New York City around Friday.
Friday, you hear that, please?
Yes, I heard that.
Of course, it's pretty late to mail Christmas packages. But if you mail packages to the east right away, they'll still get there before Christmas.
Oh, well, you'll have time then, you see.
I
see. Yes. Christmas cards and letters by air can be mailed east by the 18th at the latest, but of course, the sooner the better.
Yes, well, now, Mr. Martini, when this beautiful, now 50-pound cake of ice is delivered to your girlfriend in New York City, we'll pay $10 a pound for every pound of it that's left. You see? Okay?
Yeah.
A good deal. In other words, for every pound that has not melted away, you and your girlfriend can split $10 a pound. Agreed? Is that a deal?
Yes, that's a deal.
All right. Mr. Fanning, what's the best way to pack the ice?
Well, I think it should be packed in rubber with a canvas bag around it and a label saying, keep away from heat.
Yes. Well, you're not going along, are you?
No, I don't.
All right.
And since Mr. Martini wants his cake of ice weighed as soon as it arrives, how about addressing the cake of ice in care of my good friend, Postmaster Albert Goldman of New York City?
That's a good idea. All right. And Mr. Goldman will be there looking out for it. That's a very good suggestion, Mr. Fanning. Now, when this cake of ice arrives in New York City, addressed to your girlfriend, you see, it'll be weighed in the presence of the Postmaster of New York, Albert Goldman. And if this cake of ice doesn't melt at all, you and your girlfriend... Friend, what's your first name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen could split $500, Mr. Martini. Of course, it may melt
just a little bit.
Thank you very much, Postmaster Michael D. Fanning of Los Angeles. Swell having you with us. And, Mr. Martini, off you go to the Hollywood Post Office to mail your cake of ice.
Come on, I'll help you with it.
Oh, he's going to help you with it. The postmaster's going to help. Here we go. Why don't you put him on it and slide it out? That's good. Thank you very much, Mr. Fanning. And here's hoping you and Kathleen, Cleland, collect plenty of money on what's left of those frozen assets. We'll hear a report on how much you won next week on Truth or Consequences. We want to know. And, Mr. Martini, here's a big red box of the new Does. If you sprinkle it on the ice, it might keep it from melting. You'll find that out. Well, Does everything, you know.
It sure does, Ralph. Just listen to this letter about Does.
Sure.
It's terrific.
No kidding.
Yes, sir. It's addressed to Procter & Gamble. It starts, Dear Sirs.
Dear Sirs. Very original. Dear Sirs.
The way your new Does everything is wonderful. You say there's a big improvement in soaps, and Does has it. And that's right. The greatest improvement in soaps today is in new Does.
A real Does fan.
Get this, Ralph.
Yeah.
I've never seen a soap that could beat the whiteness Does gives towels and linens. It's sensational, colossal. The utmost in whiteness any soap will give.
Boy, some letter.
There's more. Listen.
There's more, huh?
The new Does gets the grimiest, toughest work shirt, so dazzling clean it's almost miraculous. And without hard scrubbing, either. Yet, listen, Ralph, what it says about colors.
Colors.
Listen to this. The new Does is amazing, terrific for colors in the wash.
Yeah. Let me see that letter, Harlow, will you?
Okay, you finish reading it. Here, right here.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Of all the leading wash day package soaps, Does is absolutely safest for those pretty colors.
Uh-huh.
Does is wonderful. Signed, Harlow Wilcox. Harlow, you mean you wrote this letter?
Why, sure, Ralph.
Do you like it?
Do I like it? What a guy. Well, what a soap. Get the new Does, everybody. It's in the same famous red box, right down the wash line. Does everything.
Okie dozy. Harlow Wilcox. You tricked me into reading. Hello.
Hi.
What is your name, please?
Floy Andrews.
Hello, Miss Andrews or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Where are you from?
Los Angeles.
Good. Nice to have you here at our microphone. Have you ever lived anywhere else besides Los Angeles?
In Idaho.
Whereabouts in Idaho?
Fruitland, Idaho.
Where's that near?
It's about 60 miles south of Boise.
All right, here's a question for you. Mrs. Andrews, miss it, and we shall have a consequence. Mrs. John Eyer of Spokane, Washington, asks this question. What is the best way to avoid falling hair? Truth or consequences? Mrs. Floy Andrews.
Yeah, I don't know.
Best way to avoid falling hair? Jump out of the way. Well, isn't that awful? Mrs. Andrews, you haven't told through, so you must pay the consequences. Now, very often on Truth or Consequences, we put aside our pies and water tanks and go in for serious entertainment. And that's why in our warm-up, we tried to get ladies who could really, really sing beautifully tonight. Now, when we asked for ladies who could sing Glowworm during our warm-up period, you volunteered, and I must say you sang it the best. Have you studied singing?
Yes, I have.
You have? Are you a teacher? Anything like
no,
that?
No, I'm not.
Well, you certainly were swell. You have a very fine voice, and I think that our great radio audience should have an opportunity to hear you. Now, so for your consequence tonight, we want you to sing Glowworm. And behind the curtain, we have a full orchestra to accompany you, okay? Have you sung in concert at all?
Yes.
Have you?
Well, yes.
Well, you will.
Not with an orchestra.
I see. And here is the... I tell you what, you come around here, because I want you to meet the conductor of the orchestra. Here he is to welcome you, Dr. Spicuro Gionesavini. Dr. Gionesavini, ladies and gentlemen. Come out, sir, if you will, please. How do you do? Dr. Gionesavini, I want you to meet Mrs. Andrews, Miss Floy Andrews.
It is a pleasure, Signora.
Yes. Doctor, is there anything now you would like to ask Mrs. Andrews?
Yes, please. Mrs. Andrews, what a key do you prefer to sing in, if you please?
Oh, in a high key.
In a high key.
What, approximately?
Around an E-flat, possibly.
Could be.
Could be.
That's well.
Probably will.
Yes, I guess then we're about ready, eh, Doctor?
Yes, thank you so much, if you please.
Yes. Now, Mrs. Andrews, you get on this step right back here in the spotlight, if you please. Be careful of the microphone. And that's it. And, Doctor, you right over there with the microphone, please, Mrs. Andrews. Doctor, you'll give her a little introduction first, won't you?
Yes, of course.
The orchestra. Thank you. Are you ready now, Mrs. Andrews? All right. Remember, they're listening to you coast to coast. Truly, this is what we... Things do come once in a while out of Truth or Consequences. We have producers and everybody listening in. Please give it everything you can. Now the house lights dim. Dr. Gionesavini raises his baton. And the orchestra plays the introduction to Glowworm.
Just a minute here, Mrs. Andrews.
What's
What is going on? You see, Mrs. Andrews, we can't get serious on Truth or Consequences even if we want to. Meet your new conductor, Spike Jones. Behind that beard.
Expecting...
Gave you away.
You did?
I almost gave you away.
You were expecting maybe Toscanini?
Oh, sure. If I could get him.
I see.
All right. Now,
music lover, huh?
Yes, Spike, how will you be able to hear Mrs. Andrews now? You're going to accompany her. How are you able to hear when your boys play so loud?
Oh, that's very easy, Ralph. I just use earmuffs, that's all.
Oh, well, that's logical, yes. That's understandable. You'll be able to hear.
Yes,
all right. Now, Mrs. Andrews, are you ready to try Glowworm Glober.
I can sing it in spite of it.
Yes, all right.
In spite of it? All right.
Yes.
Because of it.
Now, don't be frightened if Glowworm gets slightly lit up at the end, will you? Don't worry about that. Now, if you can sing Glowworm without stopping, I mean just right on through to Spike Jones' accompaniment here, you'll get a nice prize.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, now you wait for the introduction, Ms. Andrews, right?
You're sure you'll give me one?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
When the night falls silently, the night falls silently.
Don't
let him trick you. Keep singing.
We couldn't hear you. We couldn't hear you.
Well, that's too bad.
Sing louder, Mr.
All right, I will.
Right on Lannon's gay again.
Lannon's gay.
They're coming out of the woodwork now. Get a load of it.
Come on, give me the key.
Give her the key. Give her the whole orchestra. What's going
on? And there and everywhere.
My good lady, Lannon. Morgan, you sing beautiful. And you did better pronouncing it than I did. You stayed with him from the beginning, and when it was over, you were ahead by two legs.
She certainly was.
Yeah.
She was even better than Fiedelbaum, Ralph.
Fiedelbaum is right. Spike, I don't know how to thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you very, very much, Ralph. Save your strength, as you'll need it when you appear on our show next week.
Huh? Oh, that's right. Next week I'll be on your show. Mm-hmm. Spike, by the way, I can't sing and I don't play an instrument. What can you do with me on your show?
Naive, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good night, Ms. Andrews. Good night, Ralph.
Good night, Spike Jones. Good night, boy, and good night, City Slickers. See you next week. Thank you. Oh, my. Come here, Ms. Andrews. Right into the microphone. You're wonderful. You know that?
Thank you.
That was quite an experience singing with Spike Jones, wasn't it?
It surely was.
Well, we have for you a 14-carat, 17-jewel Bulova watch, plus $50 cash, and the big red box of the new Does, and thank you very much, and thanks, Spike Jones.
Okay, Spike Jones popping up on Truth or Consequences from December 11th of 1948. Hey, what was Spike Jones' horse's name, right? Fiedelbaum. Got a call from Jerry Popek, Popek, P-O-P-E-K, a little while ago, and he said, hey, how about Hopalong Cassidy's horse? Because we were talking about Western performers' horses before, and he said Hopalong Cassidy's horse was Topper, and remember Alan Rocky Lane? His horse was Blackjack, and William S. Hart's horse was Fritz. He used to say, Fritz, you will ride to the stable. And you know, we had a question, and I don't know the answer to this. Maybe you do, too. What is the name of Matt Dillon's horse from Gunsmoke? Does Marshal Matt Dillon have a horse that has a name? I don't know. If you know, I'd sure appreciate a call, 475-1590. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. We'll be back with more fun on Truth or Consequences after we take a break for the news headline. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD at the top of your dial, 1590, it's 832. And good morning, I'm Bob Abello with WLTD News. Only juniors were supposed to attend school this morning at racially troubled Kennedy High School on Chicago's southwest side as part of a plan to keep peace at that school. That plan was worked out yesterday in a meeting between parents and teachers at the school, which had been closed because of fistfights between black and white students. The Illinois House was to meet today for the first full workday of the week following a three-day weekend. Still awaiting legislative action was abortion control, a state lottery, a freeway program, a mass transit district for Chicago, and countless other matters. The Senate met yesterday but didn't accomplish anything tangible. Only 3 weeks remain in the spring session of the legislature. Commonwealth Edison Company doesn't expect any problems immediately from hot weather. The company reduced its power to the 13,000-square-mile area in northern Illinois Monday by 2.5%, but electricity to downtown Chicago was not affected. The brownout was because of increased demands, largely for air conditioners. However, the Weather Service says that it'll be slightly cooler today. Illinois Power Company President Wendell Kelly says a rate increase granted by the Illinois Commerce Commission will not provide the extra revenue needed. Kelly said yesterday the company will ask the ICC to reconsider a rate increase that it granted last month. He said that the rate increase was only about one-third the amount that Illinois Power requested. Those are the headlines. WLTD Weather is next.
What a day it has been. Modern times when it thin. So fast, morning doesn't last. Afternoon gets rough, and I've had enough. What a day it has been! It's good to be packing it in. Pick up my today, Chicago today. Catching up is nice, lively, and concise. What a day it has been today. What a day for Chicago today.
Tuesday is the Consumer Day in Chicago today. The Consumer Page gives you tips on how to save money and manage money, how to protect yourself, how to guard your health, how to shop wisely, and more. The information comes from some of America's most respected consumer experts. The Consumer Page every Tuesday. What a day for Chicago today. Weather-wise, in the Chicago area, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Likely not quite as warm as yesterday. Highs will be in the middle 80s. It'll be partly cloudy and cooler this evening. The lows in the upper 50s. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s, a little cooler near the lake. Southwesterly winds will be about 10 to 18 miles an hour this afternoon. 8 to 15 this evening out of the west. And the probability of precipitation, 50% this afternoon. 20% this evening, and on Wednesday we'll have about a 10% chance of rain. Along the lake shore and at Midway officially, 78 degrees. O'Hare, 79. The humidity, 66%. We have 11-mile-an-hour winds out of the southwest, and the temperature humidity index, 74. This has been WLTD Mutual News.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
World War I flying aces, the value of old violins, Frank Nitti, and the name of Dale Evans' horse. These are just a few of the subjects discussed so far on I Am Curious Radio, a new program heard Saturday mornings from 11:30 to 12:30 on WLTD. This is Bruce Dumont, your host, inviting you to join me, along with Kenan Heiss, editor of Chicago Today's Action Line, for a program we hope will become part of your weekend listening schedule. That's I Am Curious Radio, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WLTD.
That's right. Kenan Heiss and Bruce Dumont were talking about Day 11's horse one Saturday morning on I Am Curious Radio here on WLTD. Buttermilk was Day 11's horse. I don't know the name of Matt Dillon's horse, if indeed his horse had a name. I think Dillon was, he's the new breed of cowboys, of Western law enforcement men. You know, they don't, I don't think they have names for the horses anymore. They call them, "You dumbhead, get over here," you know, or something like that. I don't know. I don't think Matt Dillon had a name for his horse that he used in the thing. I'd really like to find that out. Maybe there's a real Gunsmoke authenticator out there, or a researcher or something. We'd appreciate knowing that, trying to find that out. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. It's 23 minutes before 9 o'clock, 78 degrees. We're tuning in to a Truth or Consequences program with Ralph Edwards from 1948, and let's get back to that now.
Hello, what is your name, please?
Dorothy Toll.
Hello, Miss Toll, where are you from?
From Columbus, Ohio.
That where your husband's from, too? Where are you from, husband?
Columbus, Ohio.
Originally?
Sure.
Come in close. What is your occupation?
I'm a student.
Where do you... Are you a student? Mm-hmm. School? Where do you go to school?
National schools.
That's good. I'm glad you're still staying on this continent, then, aren't you? What is your occupation, Miss Toll?
I'm a housewife.
That's good. What happens in Columbus? You been out here long?
Oh, not here very long. We spent a year in Tucson, down with the nice, warm climate. We shiver a little bit around here.
Yes. True. We'll turn the microphone away from the Chamber of Commerce now and go on. What are the four different names for the American flag as used in the military service? Truth or Consequences, Mr. and Mrs. Toll, T-O-L-L-E.
Oh.
Now in Venice, California. He's a student. And, do you have any children?
I have two boys.
Swell. What are the four different names for the American flag as used in military service? Flag, color, standard, and ensign. You haven't told the truth, Mr. and Mrs. Toll, so you must pay the consequences. Now, Mrs. Toll, we want you to go backstage out of hearing distance. Your husband and I are going to discuss a certain question. No, you go on. Listen, if we can't come to an agreement on the particular question, we'll call you back and ask you to decide the question one way or the other. Okay? Go right off there with Phil Davis. Off you go. We'll call you back as soon as we're ready. She gone, she got here. Good. Hello, Mr. Toll. How are you doing?
Very good, very good.
Yes, yes. Now, Mr. Toll, would you say your wife is a very considerate, unselfish woman? She looks like a lovely girl.
I think she is.
Yes. Let me ask you this. If you and your wife were out walking, say, and you found a $100 bill, would she let you buy a new set of golf clubs or anything you wanted with the money, or would she insist on buying a new dress that she has had her eye on or something that she'd like? Huh? Don't make any snap decisions. Think it over. Would she let you have the golf clubs, or would she go buy a new dress with $100, say?
I imagine she'd get the dress.
Oh, now, I think she'd let you have the golf clubs.
I don't know about that.
No, I really think so. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bet you a pie in the face you're wrong. Huh? How about that?
Well,
is it a bet?
It's a bet.
I'll bet you a pie in the face you're wrong. I say that she'd give you the golf clubs. You say no, it would be the dress. All right. Now, we'll call your wife back and have her decide the question in a moment. Now, she won't see us because we'll both be on the other side of this screen here that divides the stage in half. Now, put the raincoats and shower caps on us, boys, and bring out the screen. Both of us will get all dressed up here so that if the pie ricochets, it won't ricochet. There we are. And we'll talk to her from this side of the screen, and we won't tell her what the bet is either. Now, give me the shower cap, please, Fred, and I'll be putting it on. That's the stuff. Now, you just get behind there and bring out a screen, too, please. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Johnny Pollock, turn on the microphone, and we'll walk over that way. That's it. Now, remember, you said, Mr. We're all set to go here now. Here, Fred, you hold the microphone for me, will you? That's it. Now, whoop, bang, bang, Christ, that was my head. Don't think it was the microphone for a moment. How you doing over there, Mr. Toll?
Very good, sir.
Good. All right. Now, you said that she would buy the dress. I'll say she'll let you have the golf clubs. Now, bring her back, and don't anyone give the gaggle. Is this how you feel when you're behind one of these things?
I wonder.
I haven't been in here for a couple of years now, have I? Oh, my. Hello, are you there yet, Miss Toll? Mrs. Towell.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd let down by TWA in Tucson or something. Now, your husband and I are on the other side of the screen. You can't see us. That's because we don't want to have this affect your decision. Now, we couldn't come to an agreement on the question we talked about a little while ago, and we want you to decide it for us. Okay with you?
That's okay.
All right. Now, here's the question. If you and your husband were out walking, and you found a $100 bill, would you permit your husband to buy a new set of golf clubs with it, or would you buy a new dress for yourself? Now, think carefully. Would you allow him to get a set of golf clubs?
I don't believe I would. I think I'd get a new dress.
Hold the integrity of woman. Listen, are you sure you understood the question? Mrs. Cole,
I think so.
Supposing he didn't have golf clubs. He wanted them very badly. You understand? He didn't have it more than anything else he wanted. Now would you give him the golf clubs? I mean, he needs to get out in the fresh air. Or would you go off and buy a new dress?
Well, I tell you, he hasn't bought me a new dress in a year.
Come around the screen here and see what happened, if you please. Come around the screen and just look at what happened. Look at me. That's with the pie. You're looking at the guy who was 100% wrong. All right, I'm going to pull my head out of this hole. Here, come on, somebody. Now, oh, where are you? But to show you that there are no hard feelings, hello, how are you? To show you there are no hard feelings, here is $100. Mr., if you please, Mr. Toll, go out and buy that set of golf clubs, and don't let me catch you buying a dress unless your wife says so. Thanks a lot. You're swell sports, and I've never felt better in meringue. Thank you. As soon as I can get a tie off my face, we'll go on with the show. Don't forget your big red box, and you guys, too. All right, now the new Duds nominates another dishpan duster. She's Mrs. Berta Trial of Fort Worth, Texas.
Mrs. Trial gave new Duds a trial, and this is her report. Duds does everything. Brightens my pans. It's nice to my hands. Right you are, Mrs. Trial. Duds suds stand up and clean up till the very last pan is shining. And new Duds is made so rich, so fine. Changing to Duds from those strong soaps can actually mean smoother, softer hands. Why, it's Edward!
Give your dishes a daily dozen, folks.
I didn't know you
were. Give me a little Duds, too. I could use it on my face. Now, attention, everybody. Listen to the voices of Papa and Mama Hush speaking from somewhere in the United States as they give the final clue. And then listen next week as we make as many calls as we can to hear if anyone can identify Papa and Mama Hush. Now, remember the riddle. If 2 and 3 are number B, then we are 4, yet we are 3. But when time's come and life's begun, 5 and 2 are then about 1. Papa and Mama Hush, will you give us the last clue, please?
Yes. You can waltz right into this, ladies and gentlemen. We have shown you by the riddle that our occupation is the same as Miss Hush.
That's right, Papa. And 5 and 2 in the alphabet are important if you turn the alphabet about.
Next Saturday night is the big night. Until then, for Mama and me, good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Pop and Mama Hush, and thank you for the wonderful thing you're doing for the mental health drive. Now listen, everybody, to the giant jackpot of prizes you might win if you've already sent in your entry to the Pop and Mama Hush contest for the mental health drive. Let me get the meringue out of my eyes. Pupils open. Here it is. Jackpot. A 10-year supply of the new Duds. A 2 weeks vacation for two from any place in the United States to Union Pacific Sun Valley, Idaho. A new 1949 Nash Ambassador Air Flight automobile. A 3-year supply of Cyberlink Safe Air tires and tubes. A Victor Animatograph motion picture projector with a Victor motion picture camera and radiant screen. $2,500 in United States security bonds. A round trip for two to Washington, D.C. to witness the inauguration ceremonies of the President of the United States. With a week's stay at the Statler Hotel. A Stromberg-Carlson combination radio phonograph. A famous story in Clark's spinet piano. A 2,000
$1,000 Hot Point all-electric kitchen. This includes an automatic electric range, refrigerator, electric sink with automatic dishwasher and garbage disposal, plus matched Hot Point kitchen cabinets and counters. $1,000 famous Columbia diamond ring in Columbia's exclusive setting. A living room full of Willett solid maple furniture designed by Royal Barry Wills. $1,000 man's hand-tailored wardrobe of clothes from Macintosh Studio Clothes of Hollywood. $1,000 woman's wardrobe of casual and sports clothes is designed by D.D. Johnson of Los Angeles.
From Harry Ferguson Incorporated, Detroit, a farm tractor complete with the Ferguson system of controlling implements hydraulically. A year's supply of food for a family of four, including Hunt's canned fruits and vegetables, Birdseye Frosted Foods, and meat from Oscar Mayer and Company, Packers and Sausage Manufacturers of Chicago. Adara James Home Workshop, consisting of the following power tools manufactured by the Toolcraft Corporation. Saw, jointer, drill press, lathe, sander, arbor bandsaw, all complete with stands and motors. $1,000 oil portrait of yourself or any member of your family, including photographs, by the well-known Ray Huff Studios, Los Angeles. $1,000 diamond and ruby Bulova wristwatch. $1,000 merchandise gift certificate from Spiegel's famous catalog mail order house of Chicago. A dozen pairs of Deliso Debs shoes with matching Deliso Debs handbags by Lennox.
Plus, I'm going to get a pie in your face sometime, Wilcox.
Thank you.
Sherwin-Williams Cover the Earth trademark paints will paint your house outside and inside with Chemtone for the interior walls. A Bendix complete home laundry consisting of washer, dryer, and ironer. An Electrolux vacuum cleaner with all attachments. A house full of Artcraft all-metal Venetian blinds. And a Platina Fox fur coat, especially designed for this program by the famous Foyer Fur Company, one of Chicago's leading fur houses. Some fortunate person is going to win this dream world of prizes, so stand by your phones next Saturday as we make as many phone calls as we can to hear if someone can identify Pop and Mama Hush, and our heartfelt thanks to all of you who have entered this contest and contributed to the fight against America's number one health problem, mental health. Hello, what's your name?
Hello, Florence Urie.
Where do you live, Mrs. Urie?
In Orlando, here in Hollywood.
Good. All right, I'm going to ask you a simple question. If you don't get the right answer, we're going to give you what we consider the biggest prize ever given on Truth or Consequences. All right, now here's the question. What man, known as the father of his country, was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Aye, that's right! That's right! Oh, yes, congratulations! George Washington, she said! George Washington. All right, now, you have won the biggest prize in the history of our show, Mrs. Urie of 934 North Orlando, Hollywood. You have won our studio audience. We're giving it to you, 450 strong. Studio audience, will you please start filing out? There are Tanner Gray Line buses outside, just like the ones you see taking tours around Hollywood, to take you over to Mrs. Urie's house at 934 North Orlando Street. Here, how are you doing?
Oh,
she'll serve a buffet for you and all that. We know because we have things arranged that you don't know about there. Sandwiches, please start filing out. Now, what do you think of your prize, huh?
Oh, fine.
Yes, she said.
Wonderful.
All right, so long, and so long to your big prize, the NBC studio audience, plus a 72-piece set of fine art sterling silver to help serve your hundreds of guests, and a big red box of the new does. Go ahead, folks, go on, their bus is waiting. Aren't we devils? Go ahead, everybody.
Really?
Yes, really. Oh, our happy go dozy singers want to say... Hello.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
No soap white like the view does.
Finest does there ever was.
Now it's big news when you sing.
D-U-Z does everything.
From the whitest and the brightest to the roughest and the toughest.
With view does in your washing machine.
Work clothes come out oh so clean.
White things white and colored things bright.
D-U-Z does everything. D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Okie dozie, kids. Okie dozie. Am I back on? Okay, you say you didn't clean your house this week?
No, I sure didn't. I'm in office.
On your way.
Can they come next week?
No, tonight. That's all right. This is Ralph Edwards, the new does, sending you dozens of good washes. And until next week, when we keep making calls, until some one of you identifies Pop and Mama Hush, good night, everybody. Go ahead, everybody. Go on.
And that's Ralph Edwards in Truth or Consequences from December 11th of 1948. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD, 1590 on your dial. It's 9.5 minutes before 9 o'clock. I don't know who was Papa and Mama Hush. Do you know? Gee, if you know, I'd appreciate the calling. This is what we're trying to get some of these things together. Lady called and she said, I think it was Ronald Coleman and Bonita Hume, Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Coleman. And she says she figured out the, they said that if you reverse the alphabet and 2 and 5 are important, well, 2 is Y and 5 is V. VY maybe was Ivy, and Ronald Coleman and his wife were in the halls of Ivy on radio. Maybe so. I know they had, Truth or Consequences had many contests like this. Jack Dempsey was Mr. Hush, and Clara Bow was Miss Hush, and of course Jack Benny was known as the Walking Man, or he was finally identified as the Walking Man. But I don't know, maybe someone remembers or is knowledgeable about that. If you know, we'd like to know who ultimately were identified as Papa and Mama Hush. Hush. It's 8 minutes before 9 o'clock. Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. Standard Heating and Cooling, which can provide you with Amoco or Carrier Central Air Conditioning, announces it's continuing its spring sale through June. Now you can take advantage of the lowest possible price on installation of Amoco or Carrier Central Air Conditioning right now with the arrival of summer. This sale ends June 30th, so call 856-4140. That's 856-4140. Western Suburbs, dial 482-4000. Standard Heating and Cooling, a division of NRJ Corporation.
Evening, folks. Hi-yo. This is the old professor, thinking of you, asking the musical question, what well-known savings association in Northwest Chicagoland is open 63 hours a week? That's right, you're right, Northwest Federal Savings. Yes, students, Northwest Federal is open 6 days a week to serve you better. Monday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 in the morning to 8 at night. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. That's right, Wednesday and Saturday, too, from 9 to 5. And students, there's early bird walk-up service every morning from 8 to 9. Why, they're open right now. That's Northwest Federal Savings, the College of Savings and Loan Knowledge, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero, where 63 hours each week, we're thinking of you.
I was thinking of you. Velos and Yolanda, someone said, possibly. V and Y on the Papa and Mama Hush. I don't know why Papa and Mama, though. Or someone guessed Arthur and Catherine Murray or William Powell as Papa or Mama. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see if we can't authenticate that for you somewhere along the line. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. It's 6 minutes before 9 o'clock. Say, maybe we've got a little guess who for you. Real quick, no switching, no nothing on this record. If you know who the singer is, why don't you give us a call at 475-1590 or 273-3590. Who's the singer here?
Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? When I kissed you and called you sweetheart, do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Well, now, who do you think that was? Got some interesting guesses on this. It's not Dean Martin or Eddie Howard or Frank Fontaine. Remember Crazy Guggenheimer from the Gleason thing, Frank Fontaine? I think there is a similarity there, but it wasn't Frank. It's not Russ Colombo either. We'll find out in just a moment.
Our volunteer fireman's picnic never gets rained out. Unfortunately, our hot dogs and sauerkraut do.
Soggy.
Heartburn. The rolls look like runny mashed potatoes. My stomach feels like warm soda. My head like a Bunsen burner. Wish I had some Alka-Seltzer. Got plenty of water. Man, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work when I drink it. Settle my upset stomach and headache fast.
Oh, here it comes again. Anybody got a rowboat?
That brown bottle in the red and yellow box is never far from my washing machine.
We asked a working mother why she always pours Lysol brand disinfectant in with her wash.
Because Lysol gets my laundry a lot more than clean. It cuts way down on germs, from hankies to sheets to towels, makes my laundry smell so fresh. Even when I've washed it in the morning and I don't have a chance to put it in the dryer till night, there's none of that sour smell when I use Lysol.
Lysol brand disinfectant cuts way down on germs for a laundry that's fresh and a lot more than clean.
Okay, well now, who do you think that was? More calls, not Betty Clark. It's not Dick Hames, but somebody knows. Who is it?
Don Cornell.
Don Cornell. That's absolutely right. He did sound a little bit like some of those other people, don't you think?
Yes.
Good. Where are you from?
Stone Park.
Well, good enough. Stone Park's got to have a McDonald's Arc over there someplace, and so we're going to send you some McDonald's gift certificates. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And this is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. We're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll be back. And, hey, we've got some good sounds for you this morning. Cesar Romero starring in Cafe Metropole on Hollywood Star Time, along with Gregory Ratoff and some showstoppers and some other things. Don't touch that dial.
One out of every three people suffer some symptoms of hemorrhoids. Fortunately, in many cases, the first applications of Preparation H give prompt temporary relief from pain of hemorrhoidal tissues. And Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation. Yes, tests by several leading doctors prove this true in many cases. There's no other formula like Preparation H, and it needs no prescription. Doctor tested Preparation H.
Fathers come in various sizes, styles, and income brackets. They come tough as nails and gentle as lambs. Barrels of laughs and towers of strength. And Hallmark makes cards for them all. Remember your father this Sunday, June 17th, with a Father's Day card from Hallmark. So he'll know you care. Care enough to send the very best. That's Sunday, June 17th.
WLTD in Evanston, it's 9 a.m. and good morning. It's time now for Mutual News brought to you by Bank of Lincolnwood.
The court just moments ago denied a motion by the special Watergate prosecutor that would have restricted news coverage of the Senate probe into that scandal. Federal Judge John Sirica also granted immunity from prosecution for former presidential counsel John Dean and White House aide Jeb Magruder. Those Senate hearings are scheduled to resume at this hour with former Commerce Secretary Murray Stans a featured witness. Sources in Paris and Washington predict today may be the day. Henry Kissinger and Hanoi's lead octo are discussing Vietnam again, and indications point to full agreement on a ceasefire accord by the end of today's session. The Senate has put off a vote on a money bill to stop our involvement in Indochina. We reached California Senator Alan Cranston.
Eventually, by placing an anti-war amendment in every piece of legislation that comes our way where we can, we in the Senate, both parties, Republican and Democratic, who oppose further involvement of the United States in the war in Southeast Asia, will end that war.
This is Comprehensive News from Mutual Radio. I'm Dick Rossay.
It's easier by far to finance your car at Bank of Lincolnwood.
The best way known to make an auto loan.
The best way known to make an auto loan is to see Bank of Lincolnwood. Bank of Lincolnwood will loan you the cash to buy that new automobile or the second car your family needs. Bank of Lincolnwood makes it easy for you to borrow money. You like our fast, convenient service. A short, courteous interview, and satisfaction is yours. You'll be rolling in money when you finance your automobile at Bank of Lincolnwood. Toohey and Lincoln Avenues, across from the Hyatt House. For our low auto loan rates, and we mean low, call 675-2800. At 675-2800. Bank of Lincolnwood, where it's easier by far to finance your car.
The best way known to make an auto loan.
Bank of Lincolnwood, member FDIC.
The FAA has grounded the pilot and co-pilot of an airliner that was bound for Miami over the weekend but landed at a smaller field 8 miles away. An investigation is underway. The Senate today discusses a Democratic proposal that would abolish President Nixon's Phase 3 economic programs and replace them with a big freeze on wages and prices. The administration is considering a restoration of some wage price controls, and sources report the president's new formula could be ready by tomorrow. British paratroopers last night wounded 7 Protestant guerrillas in the second straight night of serious trouble between them. According to Reuters' Patrick Carville in Belfast, more violence appears likely.
There has been widespread condemnation of the attacks by Protestant militants on British troops in Northern Ireland. Mr. Brian Faulkner, the former Prime Minister, said the attacks had caused a wave of revulsion throughout the country, and he described those responsible as a bunch of cutthroats.
Representative John Moss, Democrat of California, says General Alexander Haig is performing his White House duties illegally, and Moss claims the violation is compounded by Haig's bringing in other active duty military men to help him. Italy's Premier Andreotti has submitted his resignation. That decision ends Rome's right-of-center government and will give the nation a government that leans more to the left. In his first act as Spain's new government chief, Premier Blanco has picked a cabinet of ministers generally more conservative than the ones who held office during the past 3.5 years. The Skylab astronauts today fire up an electric furnace to start a series of materials-producing tests. They could pave the way, NASA says, to a $1 billion manufacturing program in outer space. Power officials report more cutbacks are in store for the eastern part of the nation today as hot, humid air masses hang overhead. Yesterday, power reductions averaged 8%, and they were common from Maine to the nation's capital. You're listening to Mutual News.
In sports news, both the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox have out-of-town games this evening. The Chicago White Sox will be playing at Detroit, and they planned on sending Wilbur Wood against the Tigers' Woody Freiman. Chicago Cubs will be playing at Houston, and they've scheduled Rick Rochelle to pitch against Ken Forsch. Weather-wise, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Not quite as warm today with the highs in the middle 80s and the lows this evening in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, it'll be pleasant. The highs will be in the upper 70s, a little cooler near the lake. Chance of rain, 50% through the afternoon, diminishing to 20% this evening, and on Wednesday, 10%. The lakefront temperatures, 80 degrees, O'Hare 80, and officially at Midway 80. The humidity, 65, and the winds are out of the northwest by 8 miles an hour. WLTD Mutual News on the Hour has been presented by Bank of Lincolnwood, Toohey and Lincoln Avenues across from the Hyatt House, with drive-in banking hours 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bank of Lincolnwood, growing with you and our neighbor, Hamilton Humidity.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
Hi, Fred Robbins here on Assignment Hollywood with the brilliant Academy Award-winning star Glenda Jackson on location in London. I'll be with her in just a moment.
I love you, my sweet. I adore you. You make my life complete. And that's why I love getting to know everything I can about you. And yes, my lovely Ham, that's why I'm going to write Ham, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington, D.C., 20250. And they're going to send me free information. More wonderful facts about you. And by the way, sweetheart, your pineapple slices looked lovely last night.
During lunch at the Churchill Hotel in London, Glenda Jackson talked about doing her first comedy, Touch of Class, with George Segal, and winning both the Academy and the Emmy Awards last year.
You're going to be blasé about all those that are to follow, Glenda?
Well, I mean, I don't know that there are any to follow, really. I mean, I think as much as anything, awards go for the part, if you know what I mean. I mean, certain parts are showier than others, and I think they're the ones that catch the eye. I should be just quite happy if I'm employed, really. I don't think you can ask for a great deal more than that, to be employed and interestingly employed.
Is there really still an element of insecurity in this insecure profession after you've attained this measure of success?
I don't think insecurity on the level of actually working. Whatever you win doesn't increase the quality work that there is around, because that's always the smallest part of any pool, and it doesn't automatically come your way. So what one wants to do always stays a very small proportion of the stuff that one is actually sent.
And this, of course, marks really a milestone in your career. It's your first comedy.
Well, it is, yes. I'm enjoying it very much. I must say it's quite a change to wear pretty clothes and to look pretty most of the time and have funny as opposed to tragic things to say. So I hope it all works out.
Once you get steeped in classical roles, as you have, and heavy things, you know, great dramatic bits, pretty difficult to get somebody to put you in a comedy, isn't it?
I don't know that it's that difficult to get them to put you into a comedy, as much as people don't seem to think of you outside the part that they first saw you in that brought you to their attention. And in my case, it did happen to be a very sort of dark, dramatic part. So one is automatically thought of for the dark, dramatic ladies. And it is an age when comedies are few and far between. I mean, writers tend to write more black subjects than white, light subjects. So I was very pleased when a comedy was sent to me that I thought was funny. I mean, comedies had been sent to me, but I didn't think they were particularly funny. But I do think this is a very funny, witty script.
Looking for that first vehicle, that first comedy, what things did you look for in it?
I don't think it would be true to say that I was looking that hard, in fact, because I think all work, from my point of view, tends to be a surprise. I mean, it's which script that plops through the front door that I like. And this one plops through the front door, and it's very funny dialogue. I mean, that's the thing that I liked about it. I thought the actual lines were funny, and the attitudes of the people I thought were true. And I think if you can make people laugh and it's still truthful, that's very good. You know, because it's quite easy to make people laugh in a surrealistic situation or a fantasy situation. But to make them laugh in a situation that is based and rooted in truth, as I think this is, I think is great.
Glenda Jackson, During Lunch in London. This is Fred Robbins on Assignment Hollywood.
At Polk Brothers, the words Polk Size Trade-In are an important part of our business. We recondition, guarantee, and sell these traded-in items, even export them. Refrigerators, for example. Right now, folks want a reconditioned unit for their summer cottage, so Polk Brothers can give you a real value for your present refrigerator. And like an automobile, an operating unit is more valuable than one that's not. So if yours is making strange sounds, visit Polk Brothers now. Choose your new one from names like Amana, Frigidaire, Admiral, General Electric, Westinghouse, Hotpoint, Whirlpool, Philco Ford, and truly save thanks to Polk Brothers' meaningful trade-in allowance. Get Polk's free delivery at the same time we pick up your trade-in. So whether it's one unit or 100 for an apartment complex, enjoy the many new features available. Ice makers, no frost, wheels. Get the low Polk price and a meaningful Polk-sized trade-in allowance. Nightly till 10, Sundays till 6.
Good morning once again. This is Chuck Shaden back with you in our hall closet on this sunny Tuesday morning in June. Summer is actually about 10 days away, 9 or 10 days away, but I think it has really arrived weather-wise anyhow. 80 degrees all around right now. It's nice. Going to get into the middle 80s today before it cools down into the upper 50s tonight, then zoom back up into the upper 70s tomorrow for a beautiful middle of the week. Tomorrow on our Hall Closet program, we'll be tuning in to Bob Hope with Bob's guest Bing Crosby and Terry Moore. We'll have the Harry Richmond Show from 1936 with his guest Tom Howard and George Shelton. We'll have One Man's Family and Buddy Clark and Frankie Carl on the Carnation Contented Hour. And right now, a showstopper from Broadway, Pat Suzuki, sings from Flower Drum Song.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curving, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my place, out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. when I have a brand new hairdo with my eyelashes all in curl. I float as the clouds on hairdo. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny and my teeth aren't teeth but pearl, I just blob it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I flip when the fella sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on the telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future, I hope, will be in the home of a brave and a free male who'll enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me. When men say I'm sweet as candy, as a round in a dance we whirl, it goes to my head like brandy. I enjoy being a girl. When someone with eyes that smolder says he loves every silken curl that falls on my ivory shoulder, I enjoy being a girl. When I hear a complimentary whistle that greets my bikini by the sea, I turn and I glower and I bristle, but I'm happy to know the whistle's meant for me. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future, I hope, will be in the home of a brave and a free male who enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me.
Cat Suzuki, I Enjoy Being a Girl, from Flower Drum Song on Broadway. We'll have a showstopper from Camelot in just a moment or so. It's 14 minutes after 9, Chuck Shaden in the hall closet, 80 degrees all around town, and Hansen from Copenhagen says, hey, what are you doing for Dad for Father's Day? Well, what are you doing for Dad for Father's Day? Going to get him a cap, get him a pair of custom-made slacks, or going to order him a suit or a sport coat? Why don't you check with Hansen from Copenhagen? You know, you can have a pair of custom-made slacks before Father's Day, order them today, get them tomorrow. Custom-made cap, maybe, for golfing or cycling or driving around in a tourist car, open car, in the rumble seat or something like that. Check with Hansen from Copenhagen. Well, maybe you can't decide, huh? Why don't you give Dad a gift certificate for Father's Day from Eric Hansen, the little tailor with the big ideas, and he'll make Dad look great, and Dad will feel great, too, when he walks into the Hansen from Copenhagen shop over at 5419 West Irving Park Road. That's just east of Central, and it's across from Portage Park. Because Dad can go in, look around, pick out some material, and say, hey, I'd like a pair of slacks made out of that. Or maybe he wants a pair of knickers or plus fours. Something like that for Dad is good. Check with Hansen from Copenhagen, 5419 West Irving Park Road. Hansen from Copenhagen. He's a good guy.
Carry it with you. Ricky's Cream is gum. The big fresh flavor. Ricky's Cream is gum. Carry it with you. Ricky's Cream is gum. The big fresh flavor. Ricky's Cream is gum. Carry the big fresh flavor. Wherever you go, whatever you do. It's the finest spearmint's flavor. The great big taste. Delicious to chew. Ricky's Cream is gum. Carry it with you. Ricky's Cream is gum.
It's true. It's true. The Crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect all the year. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot.
And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December, and exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot, I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happy ever aftering than here in Camelot. Camelot, I know it gives a person pause, but in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 9 p.m. the moonlight must appear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
Richard Burton in Camelot. Good sounds from Broadway. A showstopping tune, of course. 18 minutes after 9, we'll be right back.
What a day. My second period chemistry class, I catch Aaron King roasting a Polish sausage on his Bunsen burner. I ask him why. He says he prefers it to hot dogs. He gets a big laugh from the kids, and 2 weeks detention from me. 107 students later, I've got a 15-minute teacher's meeting that lasts an hour and a half. After that, I'm bushed. I pick up my Chicago Today, and right away it starts picking me up. I get a recipe for tonight from Carol Rasmussen, clip out a lot of food coupons, see what Joanna Steinmetz has to say about that TV special, and breeze through the front pages. And by 6 o'clock, I know what else is cooking beside Aaron King's Polish sausage.
When your day's been hard to get through, your evening newspaper shouldn't be. What you want is a paper that's breezy, but not sketchy. Thorough, but not windy. What you want is Chicago Today, because on the days you work, Chicago Today works.
What a day for Chicago Today.
What a day today, too. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. Weatherman says partly sunny, with showers and thunderstorms likely. Not quite so warm, high in the middle 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler, low in the upper 50s. Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the upper 70s, a little lower near the lake. Southwesterly winds 10 to 18 miles an hour. Shifting west to northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour this morning. Light northwesterly winds this evening. Probability of precipitation is 50% today, 20% tonight, and 10% on Wednesday. 80 degrees at the lakefront, at O'Hare, and officially at Midway. The humidity is 65%. The wind is out of the northwest at 8 miles an hour. The THI, temperature humidity index, 75. It's 20 minutes after 9. We're going back now to about 1945 for a program called Hollywood Star Time. It's an armed forces broadcast, but it was, for the most part, a rebroadcast of one of the drama shows on radio. I'm not sure exactly which one this might have been, except it may have been a Screen Guild theater. At any rate, Cesar Romero and Gregory Rathoff star in Cafe Metropole. We'll have some fun. Let's listen.
Today, Café Metropole, starring Cesar Romero and Gregory Rathoff. Now, Café Metropole, starring Gregory Rathoff and Cesar Romero, with a delightful musical score conceived and conducted by Alfred Newman. ¶¶ Paris, France is the luxurious and gilded Café Metropole, frequented by wealth, royalty, and beauty, and under the gifted management of Victor. Victor the perfect, Victor the urbane, Victor slick. In addition to its undeniably classy clientele, Café Metropole, Paris, France, is also famous as the haunt of assorted phonies, dubious dukes, corny counts, bogus barons, ersatz earls, and penniless princes. At this moment, Victor is in his private office at the cafe, greatly disturbed with Maxwell Schinner, his cashier and bookkeeper.
Maxwell, fool that you are, idiot, beetle, embezzler.
Embezzler, Victor, how can you say that? You know I kept on taking the money for your own fantastic scheme.
Oh, well, quarreling about it now won't put the money back in the vault before the books are audited. 900,000 francs.
960,000 francs, to be exact.
Yes. I was good enough to let you embezzle an additional 60,000 to try your luck at the casino. And what do you do? Fool, beetle!
But I was winning. I did win. I ran the 60,000 up to 480,000. Then this young American shouts, Franco! And again I win. The money is doubled. And what happens?
The young American writes you out a check for the amount and then rolls it up into a ball and throws it into the waste paper basket. Worthless. Broke. No funds. You gamble with a pauper. Fool! Idiot! Beetle!
Thank you, Max. I only wish to help out in every way.
Yes. When did you say the American would come to the office?
Today. Perhaps we can reach an understanding. Speak of the devil and he sues you for slander.
Come in.
Gentlemen.
Oh, come in, Mr. Brown. Come in. Maxwell and I were expecting you.
May I inquire who you are?
Manager of this cafe and Maxwell's financial advisor.
Oh, then you know the situation. You see, I lost a lot of money and I can't possibly pay it.
Well, not perhaps in the customary way, Mr. Brown.
The cablegram, Victor. The cablegram.
Huh? Oh, yes. Mr. Brown, I have here a cablegram which I wish now for you to read. Here it is.
Read it?
Aloud.
Arriving week from Monday evening by transatlantic...
Read it with an accent, please.
Well, what kind of an accent?
A Russian accent.
Russian? Oh. Arriving week from Monday evening...
Which is this very evening. Go on.
By transatlantic plane... Reserve usual pre-war table for two, for daughter and myself. Have celebrities or royalty on hand for daughter. Vile strawberries and frozen champagne for me. Regards, Joseph Ridgway. How's my accent?
Ha-ha! It's excellent!
Now, do you mind telling me what this is all about?
No, not at all. For tonight and for the 10 days of their stay in Paris, you will be charming to the Ridgeways, and particularly charming to his exquisite daughter, Laura Ridgeway.
I don't like it.
Ah, but I do. It has imagination, interest. Oh, I like it.
But what's it all for?
For reasons of my own, Mr. Brown, you will impersonate His Highness Prince Alexis Panayev.
What?
Of the old Tsarist nobility.
I don't like it.
Oh. Shut up, Maxer.
I will not allow it.
Well, may I ask why I should agree to this extraordinary proposal?
You shouldn't.
Yes, but he will, simply because he does not wish to go to jail.
Well, I hate to fall back on a shoddy defense like this, but a gambling debt in the eyes of the law is no debt at all.
Oh, you know about that, huh?
You see, Victor, they do teach them something at Princeton besides... Touchdown, Tiger! Touchdown!
I was under the influence of your excellent champagne when I gambled without money. Now, I'll work it out honorably in whatever way you suggest.
480,000 francs? Oh, no, that would never do.
Well, then, until you get another idea, I'll be on my way.
Just 1 minute, Batsy.
Now, don't worry. I won't run away.
I'm sure you won't. I took the precaution of removing your passport from your pocket last night while you were under the influence of our excellent champagne.
Nice going, Maxwell.
As you say, the law is a little indulgent about gambling debts. However, it is not so indulgent with people who write bad checks, such as this one which you wrote to us last night.
But I threw that in the waste paper basket.
And I took it out again.
Excellent, Maxwell, excellent.
And if I refuse to go through with this impersonation, which is obviously some sort of a swindle to get your money back, you'll have me arrested.
Quite.
Very well, I'll do it.
but not as Prince Alexis Panaev.
Yes, Maxim.
And I say no.
I insist.
And I protest.
He will be Prince Alexis Panaev, Maxim.
I would never dream of contradicting you, Victor.
It's settled then, sir. You will appear at the dinner hour this evening in full evening dress. You will be Prince Alexis Petrovich Panaev. And you will be enchanting to Miss Ridgway.
Do I get a free dinner?
Oh, but naturally, the very best, Your Highness. Ah, Monsieur Ridgway, Mademoiselle. So much has happened since you last sat at this familiar table at Café Métropole. Why, you were just a little girl, mademoiselle.
Why, thank you, Victor.
Got my cablegram all right, did you?
Oh, obviously. Is not everything in readiness?
Victor, just for fun, could you point out some royalty?
Oh, well, most exceptionally, we have no crowned heads here tonight.
What's that for?
The floor show's beginning.
Oh, no. That, Mademoiselle Ridgway, is the old Tsarist Russian hymn for His Highness Prince Alexis Panaev, whom you see poised in regal elegance at the top of the staircase.
A prince. Very nice.
Excuse me, if you please. I must seat the prince.
What's the matter? Can't he sit down himself?
Excuse me, please. Now that, Your Highness, is the girl. You will make love to her for the next 10 days.
Uh-huh. Or else.
Or else. Now, I will inform the lovely American girl that Prince Panaev wishes furiously to dance with her.
I am afraid I do not dance so fine as you are expect from a prince.
Oh, I think you dance beautifully, Your Highness.
Miss Ridgway, your father... Why is he glare at me so?
Well, he doesn't approve of titles and crowned heads.
He's got something there.
You know, sometimes you have no accent at all.
Huh? Oh, my accent, she comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes.
What's the matter?
Oh, Maxwell, Victor's cashier is beckoning to me from the balcony. Will you excuse me, mademoiselle? Where's this telephone call you're talking about, Maxwell? Is this a phone?
No. There is no telephone call for you.
Then what's the big idea of calling
I wish to speak with you because I can't stand it no longer. You, Alexis Petrovich Panaev. It is insufferable.
It was your idea.
It was Victor's idea.
You helped with it.
Against my more sensitive convictions, believe me. I tell you this outrageous masquerade must stop now.
Well, good enough. Suits me.
But I must also have the 480,000 francs that you owe me.
Now, look, you can't eat your cake and have it, too.
Just a moment, please. Why aren't you entertaining Laura Ridgway, Your Highness?
Well, Victor, it seems there is one Prince Panaev too many.
Huh?
I am His Highness Prince Alexis Petrovich Panaev.
Oh, no nonsense, Maxwell. Get back to your accounts.
You don't believe me. Very well. Look. Huh? Here is my wallet. See? The Imperial Russian passport issued to the true Prince Alexis Panaev in the good old days.
Huh?
Look.
Jack. Why, it is you.
Touché, Victor, as we used to stammer in freshman French.
You see now why I cannot longer permit this farce to go on?
Your Highness, I thought you had been sent to the salt mines.
I do not care for salt, thank you. I escaped.
Well, the fact remains, Your Highness, that unless we continue with our scheme, you and your young American friend here will languish in jail for approximately 20 years.
I am on the horns of a dilemma. Huh?
There is only one choice, Highness. The American acts his part and you preserve silence on pain of imprisonment for both of you. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed, Mr. Brown?
I suppose so.
Then, Mr. Brown, you may join Miss Ridgway again. And remember, faint heart never won fair lady.
Oh, Alexis, and flowers again. You're sweet. Hello? Oh, yes, Alexis. The opera? La Bohème? Oh, I'd love to go. Dinner at the Francois Villon, Alexis? Oh, yes, I've heard so much about the place. It's been a lot of fun, hasn't it, Alexis?
Yes, Laura, I suppose so.
Do you know what they say? They say that Francois Villon wrote many of his immortal love poems in this very restaurant.
One must do something until the waiter comes.
Francois Villon, the vagabond king. If I were king, our love, if I were king, what tributary nations would I bring to stoop before your scepter?
To stoop before your scepter and to swear allegiance to your lips and eyes and hair. Beneath your feet, what treasures would I fling? The stars should be your pearls upon a string, the world a ruby for your finger ring, and you should have the sun and moon to wear. If I were king.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Laura, it's got to stop.
What, Alexis?
This. I mean this. You and I have been good friends. We have had a beautiful time, a delightful interlude in Paris, and that is all.
Alexis, why don't you ask me to marry you?
What?
Well, am I wrong in thinking that you love me as well as I love you?
I love you so well, Laura, that I cannot marry you.
Well, forgive me, Alexis, but that's pretty silly.
No. Because with us, Panayas, love, it comes and goes.
I know. Like your accent.
It's no good, Laura. Now, please, let this be goodbye.
Must it be?
Yes.
All right. Goodbye, Alexis. Goodbye.
More fun coming up on Cafe Metropole on Hollywood Star Time with Cesar Romero and Gregory Ratoff. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD 1590 on your good old radio, 26 minutes before 10.
Would you like a free automatic ice maker this summer? Just come on in and see us before August 31st.
It's gonna be a long, hot summer, and Frigidaire can make it nice. We'll get you through the long, hot summer, and keep your family in ice.
Here's how you can put your family in ice all summer long. Now we can give you a Frigidaire automatic ice maker free when you buy one of Frigidaire's popular size 15.2 or 17 cubic foot U-model custom imperial refrigerators. All you pay is the plumbing installation. So come on in and see us today. We'll put your summer on ice.
Team up with Frigidaire this summer and keep your family in ice.
And now this summer you can save another $10, $20, or $25 on a Frigidaire appliance from Townhouse TV and Appliances, 7243 West Toohey Avenue, just west of Harlem. Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer, open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturday until 6. 80 degrees at all reporting stations this morning, at the lakefront, at O'Hare, and officially at Midway. 65% is the humidity, the wind, a breeze from the northwest at 8 miles an hour. Hope it'll blow away the little chance of rain that we have this afternoon and keep a nice sunny smile on all of us. The sunny smiles continue here on the Hall Closet with Café Metropole.
Young Alexander Brown, former Princeton undergraduate, has got himself into a pretty mess. Too much under the influence of French champagne, Brown gave a rubber check to cover the paltry 480,000 francs, the money he lost in the Paris gambling debt. In order to make up the debt, he is being compelled to pose as Prince Alexis Panayev and make love to Laura Ridgway, object matrimony and $500,000. Victor, manager of the Paris Café Metropole, and his embezzling cashier Maxwell got Brown into this. And right now, Victor is congratulating Brown, or Prince Panayev, on his success so far with Laura Ridgway.
A beautiful performance so far, my boy.
masterful.
Yes, well, it's over. I won't go on with this ridiculous masquerade.
Oh, no? Remember, we still have your bad check and your passport and our French prison.
I'll tell Laura the truth. I swear I will. Yes. Laura. Well, I told you. Marry you, certainly not. Well, I know I said that. I know that. Yes. Yes, and you love me. Well, we all have that out, Laura. But... no. I'm sorry, but... no. No. Laura, but this is insane. No, no. All right, yes, I'll marry you. Laura, no! Wait, you talk to me... Laura! Laura!
There. You see how easy it was?
It's no go, Victor.
Huh?
It's no go, Victor. Now pick up that telephone.
But why?
Call the police and arrest me.
You are going to marry Laura Ridgway.
I'm not even going to see her again.
Very well. Hello. Yes? The surete, please. I want to talk to the chief of police. Yes, I'll wait. You have about 5 seconds if you wish to reconsider.
I do not wish to reconsider.
Oh, you... Oh, that's the trouble with a flawless plan. There's always a flaw in it.
Well, what now, little man?
Well, nothing. Here is your passport back again.
What? Are you serious? You mean I can go?
Oh, what satisfaction would I get in jailing you? Would it get me and Maxwell our money?
No.
Well, like you, I took a chance. Like you, I lost. I accept defeat gracefully.
You're not such a bad turnip at that, Victor.
Well, thank you, Monsieur Brown. Good luck and au revoir.
So he refuses to marry this very attractive Ridgway girl?
Refuses flatly, Maxwell.
You return his passport?
Yes.
Excellent.
I disagree with you.
Monsieur Ridgway and his daughter are out there at their usual table tonight.
I am delighted.
Send for him.
Why?
Do you challenge Prince Alexis Petrovich Panaev, the true Panaev? First, I will give you some instructions. Then you will invite them into this office. Now, I will explain.
What? Prince Alexis Panaev, a fake? Oh, this is serious, Victor. He became engaged to my daughter today.
Ah, the unspeakable, unspeakable.
Oh, I'd give $1,000,000 to be in a locked room with that fellow right now. I think I'd strangle him. I'd kill him dead.
Well, as for that, sir, Maxwell, my good cashier, has already disposed of the fellow.
You didn't kill him?
No, not quite. Oh. I just sent him away. He will not trouble your daughter again.
Oh, Maxwell, how can I ever thank you?
If it has saved you and your daughter from distress, then I am completely repaid.
Repaid? You gave that fellow money?
Oh, no.
You did? You paid him out of your own pocket?
No, Monsieur Ridgway. He paid out of the company's pocket.
Maxwell, how much of the company's money did you have to take to pay that scoundrel off?
Oh, I refuse to say. I refuse. What does it matter? When the auditors come to check our books tomorrow, well, somehow I will explain to them where the 480,000 francs disappeared to.
Victor, your fountain pen.
Yes, sir. Make the check payable to me.
480,000 francs. Royal titles. I always said if they're genuine, they're bores. If they're charming, they're ponies.
Meaning exactly what, Father dear?
Huh? Well, Laura.
It's about Alexis, isn't it?
Oh, yes. He's a fraud, a phony, and a fake.
Oh, but of course, darling.
Huh?
I knew it all the time. Now, where is he?
I paid him off. He's gone away.
Goodbye.
Where do you think you're going?
Find him and propose to him again. Goodbye, all you silly men.
Victor, get the prefect of police. I want that man arrested.
But, Monsieur Ridgway...
I'll make a scandal before I let that snake marry my girl. Now, get me the prefect of police.
But,
and don't argue.
Hello? Oh, no, you've rung the wrong suite. This is Mr. Ridgway's daughter. The police? Prince Panaev? You're holding him there? Don't let the wretch get away. I'll be right down there.
charges which have been preferred against you are fraud, conspiracy to defraud, and suspicion of conspiracy to defraud.
As we say in the locker room, the book.
Alexis! Alexis!
Well, Laura, what is this? What are you doing here?
Oh, darling, I'll handle everything from now on. Your Honor, I'm Laura Ridgway. This fine young man...
One moment, mademoiselle. I am under strict orders to hold this man for the charges specified, namely fraud, conspiracy to defraud, suspicion of...
Who preferred the charges?
Your father.
My father? Oh, but father died when I was 2 years old. Why, whoever ordered this young man's arrest is an imposter. Arrest him and bring him down here.
On what charges, mademoiselle?
On what charges? Why, fraud, conspiracy to defraud, suspicion of conspiracy to defraud, and... Well, don't you know your own laws?
Armand, René, arrest this imposter at his hotel.
And now while we're waiting, Mr. Alexander Brown, let's have the whole lurid story from start to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
Begin. How are the strawberries and frozen champagne, Father?
Fine, son. It was a very low trick to get me arrested, Laura. Very un-cricket.
You weren't going to get out of that court until you dismissed your charges against Alexis here. Mr. Brown.
Yeah, and as for you, Brown, I checked by cable, and I found out you didn't even graduate from Princeton. And how do you like them apples?
How do you like them strawberries?
Oh, fine. You...
Monsieur Ridgway, I also heard your young friend's question. How do you like the wild strawberries?
Absolutely the stuff, Victor.
Thank you, monsieur.
Oh, one small thing, Victor.
Yes, mademoiselle?
I understand that you and Maxwell gave Mr. Brown here 480,000 francs to leave France.
Yes, mademoiselle.
For which my father paid you and Maxwell in full.
Yes, mademoiselle.
Well, Victor, Mr. Brown doesn't seem to remember your ever having given him the money.
So, will you just bring him to him now, eh?
Oh, of course. Maxwell must have forgotten.
I'm giving it to them as a wedding present.
Well, there is Maxwell now. All will be adjusted. Maxwell?
Yes, Victor. What is it?
Mr. Brown's check, if you please.
Check? Check.
Yes, Maxwell, the check, remember?
Oh, yes, the check. Yes, I have it right here in my wallet. Here. Well, you see, Mr. Brown, it is a bit wrinkled from having been filed in a waste paper basket by mistake.
Is that correct, Mr. Brown?
yes, correct. Shall we dance, Laura?
Yes, let's. What check did Maxwell give you, Alexis?
Same one I gave him, with a high rubber content.
All is square?
All is fair.
Then will you give me big keys?
You can get in jail with that kind of talk.
Oh, it is my accent. She comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes.
It amuses me, Monsieur Ridgway, that you were deceived by that boy. See upon I am. I laugh. Ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
I am of the true blood. I am the true Prince Alexis Petrovich Panayev.
What is this? Who calls himself the true Panayev?
Who are you?
I am Prince Alexis Petrovich Panayev.
Now wait a minute.
I think that I will kill you.
Now wait a minute.
Dog, scoundrel, imposter, how do you dare?
Put down that bottle.
I, who am related 29 ways to the old throne, 9 times legitimately. I will show you.
Now, your highness, now wait a minute.
Your highness, wait.
Now wait a minute.
Your highness, your highness. Your highness.
Thank you very much, Cesar Romero and Gregory Raftaw, for a delightful performance. Also, we want to thank the other members of the cast for their excellent performances. Joe Kearns, who played Victor, Sharon Douglas, who played Laura Ridgway, John Brown as her father, George Sorrell was police commissioner, And Al Eben played the real Prince Benaiah in the closing scene, if indeed there could be a real Prince Benaiah. The radio adaptation of Café Metropole was written by Milton Geiger, music was supervised by Alfred Newman, and is produced under the direction of Robert L. Ritt.
And there you have Hollywood Star Time, a program from about 1945, and thought you would enjoy that this morning. Lots of fun. A little silliness here and there, but lots of fun. Kind of good listening. This is Chuck Shaden having some fun along with you in the Hall Closet from WLTD. It's 13 minutes before 10.
Hello, folks. This is Bill Handsome, and it's Dial a Quiz time. Yes, it's a program that places a call to maybe you to see if you can answer a few trivia quiz questions and win some big, big prizes. Well, let's place our first call now. We've taken this number at random from one of the many Chicago area telephone books. Well, let's see if anyone answers.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. This is Bill Handsome, and we're on the air with the Dial a Quiz program. If you can answer some trivia quiz questions for us, we'll see that you get a great array of valuable prizes.
Well, okay, I'll try.
Good for you. Now, are you ready for the first question?
Yes, fire away.
Okay. The first question is, what was the name of the 1959 Alfred Hitchcock movie starring Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint? It was an adventure story. And perhaps you can remember the scene at Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I know. It was North by Northwest Federal.
Well, you were pretty close, but I'm sorry, that was not quite the correct answer. But anyway, let's try another trivia question. Let's see. What was Fibber McGee's address?
I know. 4901 West Irving Park Road.
4901 West Irving Park Road? No. I'm afraid you're a little off on that one, too, but let's try again. After all, I want you to win some valuable prizes. You remember Vic and Sade, don't you? Where did Vic and Sade live?
I know. Halfway up the block, just west of Cicero on Irving Park Road.
No, I'm sorry. But you have just one more chance to win some valuable prizes. On radio, actress Agnes Moorhead starred in a suspense drama which revolved around a telephone. Can you remember the name of that story?
Wait now, let me think.
Oh, come on now.
I know it.
Well, here's a hint. They made a movie out of that story, and Barbara Stanwyck was the star.
Oh, wait, I know. Spring 77200.
Sorry, wrong number. But it is the right number to call for Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 Irving Park Road, just west of Cicero.
And that's the place, too, for some trivial fun on Saturday evenings when we get together in the community room at Northwest Federal Savings. We have our Memory Club, which gets together. And, man, oh, man, we've got a dandy Memory Club movie coming up this Saturday. It was one that had been postponed from a previous date because of conflict in schedules. But we have it for this Saturday. It's from 1936. It's College Holiday, starring Jack Benny, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Mary Bolan, Martha Ray, and Marcia Hunt. Jack Benny owns a hotel, but there's no business. No business like hotel business. So he gets the college crowd to come and help him out of a jam. Lots of music and lots of fun. You'll have a good time watching College Holiday from 1936. It's one of those almost unbelievable college musicals from the 30s. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so that's coming up this Saturday, the 16th of June, in the Memory Club at the Community Room at Northwest Federal Savings. Doors open at 7, and the movie starts about 8 o'clock. You're a member because you have an interest in these things, and you have a memory. And the dues are $1. That's an easy way to spend an evening. A lot of fun we'll have this coming Saturday evening. College Holiday from 1936 with Jack Benny, Burns and Allen, and a lot of people from Radioland. Speaking of Jack Benny, we're going to have a Jack Benny program on our Those Were the Sundays show this coming Sunday. It's Father's Day, and so from Father's Day in 1939, we'll have a Jack Benny program on our Those Were the Sundays. That comes on at about 5:30 every Sunday afternoon here on WLTD. And since we're speaking of Jack Benny and Sunday, we have a record on our vintage Victrola right now. And it's a record that was recorded back on October 15th of 1926. Gene Goldkett in the orchestra with the Keller Sisters. The song is Sunday, and let's put the needle on the record and tune in to Gene Goldkett in the orchestra. Sunday. Sunday. How about that? Sunday, Jean Golquette and the orchestra and the Keller Sisters from October 15th to 1928. That's when that was recorded. And Jack Benny will be on deck Sunday at 5:30 on Those Were the Sundays with a Father's Day program from 1939. Well, we have a cassette of the month for you for the month of June. It's My Friend Irma, starring Marie Wilson. Listen.
If I could only figure out who it was that was coming back to haunt me. It couldn't be my school teacher. The day I graduated, she said she never wanted to see me again.
Irma. Be still.
Yoo-hoo! It's me, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Come in.
Hello, girls. Maestro.
Greetings.
What's the trouble, Janie, darling?
Mrs. O'Reilly, I don't know how to begin this, but...
Mrs. O'Reilly, we want the truth. Have you rented out one of your apartments to a person who is not living?
What?
No, they're all living. A couple of them are deadbeats, but they're still alive.
That's comedy from My Friend Irma on our cassette of the month for the month of June. On the other side, George Burns and Gracie Allen. If you'd like to have our cassette tape for June, send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. That's $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Get My Friend Irma and George Burns and Gracie Allen. An hour's worth of comedy on our cassette of the month for June. Send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053.
No pain's a little one when it happens to your child. Camphophonique instantly stops pain of minor cuts, scrapes, or burns.
What about infection?
Camphophonique gently penetrates skin injuries to kill germs that can cause infection, so injuries can heal nature's way.
Janie, feel better now?
It stopped hurting, Mommy.
For minor cuts, scrapes, burns, Camphophonique, the penetrating first aid medication, stops pain instantly, helps prevent infection. Camphophonique.
Okay, this is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet, about 3 minutes before 10 o'clock. Just time for us to sing along with Mitch. Well, the old clock up on the wall says it's time to go for now, but hey, we'll be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, with more sounds of entertainment from the Hall Closet. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening. Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned to WLTD all day long for news, weather, information. Good listening, good music. Good morning.
Mosquitoes out here are killing me.
Well, let's go inside.
Mosquitoes. They can spoil even the nicest outdoor party. That's why the makers of Raid have developed a coil that hates mosquitoes as much as you do. The Raid Mosquito Coil. Just light it, and it works while you play. The coil glows for hours. Works like an invisible barrier to keep mosquitoes away from you and your guests. The Raid Mosquito Coil. It hates mosquitoes as much as you do.
Fathers come in various sizes, styles,
and income brackets. They come tough as nails and gentle as lambs. Barrels of laughs and towers of strength. And Hallmark makes cards for them all. Remember your father this Sunday, June 17th, with a Father's Day card from Hallmark. So he'll know you care. Care enough to send the very best. That's Sunday, June 17th.
WLTD, Evanston, it's 10 a.m. Now Mutual News on the Hour, brought to you by Bank of Lincolnwood.
New price controls imminent. After a series of meetings with economic advisors and labor management leaders, President Nixon is expected to announce soon new price controls. The announcement could come as early as this afternoon, or might come in the form of a presidential broadcast tomorrow night. It's believed OMB Director Roy Ashe tipped the scales in favor of controls as the president's advisors debated what step to take to curb inflation, which was getting out of hand. Treasury Secretary Shultz has opposed any kind of controls, preferring the free market. The president is meeting this morning with congressional bipartisan leaders, discussing Henry Kissinger's negotiations with Lee Duck Tho in Paris and the visit of Soviet Party leader Leonid Brezhnev next week. Federal Judge John Sirica made two rulings connected with the Watergate case this morning, refusing to forbid broadcasting of testimony by John Dean and Jeb Magruder before the Senate Investigating Committee, and granting limited immunity to those two individuals. The Senate hearings resumed this morning with former Nixon campaign official Herbert Porter back in the witness chair. In Paris, Henry Kissinger reported confident he will reach quick agreement on implementing the Vietnam ceasefire. This is comprehensive news from Mutual Radio. Reporting from the White House, I'm Forrest Boyd.
When you're in a hurry, don't worry. You needn't come inside. Think through our drive-in window today. Convenience is our pride. We'll bend over backwards to serve you.
We know of no other bank in the United States that offers more drive-in banking hours than Bank of Lincolnwood. We serve you 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, with easy-to-reach drive-in windows open from 8 in the morning until 8 at night, and from 8 to 1 on Saturday. Furthermore, Bank of Lincolnwood is about to expand its drive-in service, and soon you'll be able to complete all your checking and savings, deposits and withdrawals at even more Bank of Lincolnwood drive-in windows. Drive in today. Bank of Lincolnwood, Dewey and Lincoln Avenues, across from the Hyatt.
We'll bend over backwards to serve you.
Bank of Lincolnwood.
Now comments and opinions on the news from the White House. More and more, former White House legal counsel John Dean appears to be the key figure in the Watergate case. He is the one former official who may have been in a position to know, who is reported to claim President Nixon knew about, or at least condoned the cover-up of the Watergate case. H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman were also in a position to know, but they are expected to claim the president was not a part of the cover-up. Dean, for that reason, might not ever be able to prove his contention, because Haldeman and Ehrlichman would contradict him. But by testifying in public, Dean could at least greatly influence public opinion, and this could be very damaging to the president. This could well explain Vice President Agnew's speech in St. Louis last night. Agnew condemned the Senate hearings for indulging in a gross perversion of justice that will ruin the lives of innocent men and let some of the guilty go scot-free. Agnew said the hearings amount to trying the Nixon administration before the court of public opinion instead of the established judicial process. Probably Agnew is really talking about trying Mr. Nixon himself in public rather than the Nixon administration. And it's understandable that as the time draws closer for John Dean to testify, the president and his friends become more concerned. The president, no doubt, would much prefer Dean be questioned by a grand jury rather than the Senate committee, because much of his unprovable testimony would then not be public. You're listening to Mutual News.
Weatherwise in the Chicagoland area, today partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, and not quite as warm as it was yesterday. The highs will be in the middle 80s. This evening, partly cloudy and cooler, the lows in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, the highs will be in the upper 70s, but a little cooler near the lake. Winds will be out of the southwest, 10 to 18 miles an hour this afternoon, shifting westerly about 8 to 15 this evening. with the probability of precipitation 50% this afternoon, 20% this evening, and on Wednesday 10%. Along the lakefront, 80, O'Hare 80, and officially at Midway 80 degrees, the humidity 65%, and the winds at present are out of the northwest by 8 miles an hour. The temperature humidity index 75. WLTD Mutual News on the Hour has been presented by Bank of Lincolnwood, 2E and Lincoln Avenues across from the Hyatt House, with drive-in banking hours 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bank of Lincolnwood, growing with you and our neighbor, Federal Life Insurance Company.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.